Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Tigers Field in Redding, California. Looking to get this Colt 45 game a rolling. First pitch will be at 7:15. We're gonna run a little pregame show for all you tuning in. You're listening to KCNR Caster Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com. This is KCNR, home of the First Amendment. Bringing to you some live Colt 45 baseball from Tiger Field in Redding, California. To get things started, we're going to read off the away lineups. The lineup card submitted by Mark Hills, the Rose City baseball coach. He'll be having his center fielder, Cesar Rodriguez, leading things off for the third night in a row to face off against this Colt 45 baseball club. Following him will be Brock Gilligan. He'll be playing shortstop, followed by Xavier Gilmore, the designated hitter, and then Alex Nisbet at first base, followed by Cole Winston. He'll be playing left field, and then Armand Lettier. He'll be in right field, and then Gunnar Gillette. He'll be playing third and batting seventh. He'll be followed by Caden Hindman, who will be the catcher tonight for the starting pitcher, Cy Sullivan, and then Owen Soane will be rounding things out for this lineup, playing second base. So Rodriguez in center, Gilligan at short, Gilmore the designated hitter, Nisbet at first, Winston in left, Lettier in right, Gillette at third, Henman the catcher, and Soane at second base. Henman is giving Gio Avilar, who caught the previous two nights, the night off. So the Colt 45s have taken the first two games of this four-game series. Just as a reminder, we'll be back out here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for the first pitch. For the Colt 45s, there will be a new leadoff hitter tonight. It's going to be Colby Raphael, leading things off in center field, followed by Griffith Finn, the DH, then McGuire Smith in right, and Noah Betanco, last night's catcher, will shift on over to the hot corner, playing third base and batting cleanup after his home run last night, followed by Kyle Norton at first, Sutter Moss at second, Carlos Camarena will be behind the dish, Joel Calderon will be at short, and Mason Cassingham will round out the lineup, batting ninth and playing left field for Reese Fairweather, the lengthy left-hander from down under, the kid from Australia. As we look to get the anthem going here, which will be performed by the Sandlot Band, off to our left from the booth here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, where we have a little bit of cross breeze here, blowing a little bit in from left field toward right. We'll see how the wind affects this ball game tonight. As we line up on the foul lines now and give our attention toward the flag out there in center field, just to the right of the 406 sign. Thank you. That was the Sandlot Band here at Tagger Field, giving to you tonight's rendition of the national anthem. We'll have a quick meeting out there by home plate, as we always do, with the managers Bob Anderson and Mark Hills. We'll go out and have a little chat with the umpire trio of two field umpires and one home plate umpire as we get ready to get started. Submitting the lineup card for the Colt 45 will be the assistant head coach, Scott Dwyer. A little bit of a different vibe as opposed to the previous two nights where Bob Anderson, the head coach slash manager, has submitted it. To reiterate the starting lineups, Jesse Rodriguez will be leading things off for the third night in a row, followed by Brock Gilligan and Xavier Gilmore. Then it'll be Alex Nisbet, Cole Winston, Armand Lettier, Gunnar Gillette, Caden Hinman, Owen Sone for Cy Sullivan, who will be out there on the hill for Rose City Baseball. First two games of the series, the Colt 45s won by a total of 15-7 and 14-3. So they've scored 29 runs in this series and held Rose City Baseball to only 10. The Colt 45s are 19-4 on the year. They've won three straight. And as I said last night, Noah Betanco hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now he finds himself in the cleanup spot after he went 3-for-4 with a walk last night. Definitely making a difference in the lineup as Bob Anderson decides to put him at cleanup. For Sutter Moss, who's also in the lineup again tonight, he's playing second base, taking over for Dusty Vila, who has been the everyday second baseman. Moss on the year, batting .396. He's got two home runs, nine RBIs, and four stolen bases. He was 1-for-2 last night in stolen base attempts. He was caught stealing once. But Colby Rafael, tonight's leadoff hitter, he's batting .292 on the year with nine RBIs, nine walks, and he has 15 stolen bases, paving the way for this speedy Colt 45s team, leading by a wide margin of eight stolen bases ahead of any other Colt 45 on the team. Carlos Camarena will be back behind the plate. He has 10 assists on the year, 10 runners caught stealing. He'll be catching the lengthy left-hander who now trots out to the mound as the Colt 45s take the field. The lengthy left-hander with that slight sidewinder delivery. The kid from Australia, standing at 6'4", 175. A southpaw, well, started his warm-up tosses, rocking a fastball, curveball, change-up arsenal. Looks to be a curveball, some sort of breaking pitch, but the Colt 45's infield begins their warm-ups. Camarena batting 206 on the year, a fun stat, not so fun for him. He has 7 hit-by-pitches on the year and 8 RBIs. And Griffith Fenn will be in the second spot of the lineup tonight. He's going to be the designated hitter, getting a day off from playing defense. And for Fenn, he's got 7 doubles on the year and 18 RBIs. He's batting .338. Fairweather now will conclude his warm-up tosses. My apologies. It is a fastball changeup slider, I believe. For the defense behind Fairweather, it's going to be Betanco at third, Norton at first, and then Moss at second. The shortstop Calderon. So Calderon and Moss up the middle, and then on the corners will be Norton at first and Betanco at third. For the outfield, out in left will be Castingham. In center field will be Colby Rafael. And McGuire Smith will be out there patrolling right field. As Cesar Rodriguez will now step into the box. Rodriguez last night went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. As Fairweather Reddies. And we'll peer in at Comrena, who will relay the sign. On a windy night from Tagger Field in Redding, California, the wind blowing left to right field, slightly in from left field. Fairweather peers in at Comrena. Gets the signal from home plate umpire. He's good to go and winds up and delivers the first pitch of this ball game. It's going to be a slider off the outside edge for ball one. First pitch comes in at 7-16. Fairweather, glove at the hip, peering in at Camarena. The 1-0 delivery from the left-hander. It's a fastball on the outer half at the knees. A called strike one. 1-1 count on Rodriguez, who, as I said before, last night struck out twice. Once looking, once swinging. Fairweather, the 1-1 delivery. Changeup, swing, and a miss from Rodriguez. An off-speed pitch there from Fairweather. Great pitch. Rodriguez couldn't get a hold of it. As Fairweather now delivers the 1-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball, foul back to the screen. Count remains 1-1 and 2 strikes. Fairweather in his last start went 7 innings. 1 run given up, it was earned, but had 11 Ks and no walks. That was versus Indio Sacramento. As he delivers a high fastball out of the zone for ball two. Rodriguez not swinging on it. 7 innings of 1-run ball with 11 strikeouts and no walks. That was on June 22nd, a week ago. The 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Rodriguez is down on strikes, and that's the way our ball game begins. Folks, you're listening to KTNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green. There's one out in this top of the first inning in a scoreless ball game. It's great to have you with us. Stepping into the box now will be Brock Gilligan, the shortstop. Switcher to batting left. Slightly open stance. Left-on-left matchup here as Fairweather out of the windup delivers fastball up and in for ball one. 1-0 count as Gilligan steps back into the box, taps the plate with his bat. Fairweather winds up, delivers a 1-0. This one's hit in the air toward the right field line. Smith making his way over will not get to it. It's way out of play. Sliced foul. Almost landed beyond the wall out there. Count moves to 1-1. Fairweather peers in at Camarena, who gives him the sign. Fairweather winds up and delivers. Breaking ball. Catches the outside edge for strike two. 1-2 on Rose City Baseball's shortstop. Fairweather, 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball is going to hit the shoulder of Gilligan, and he will take a 390 feet. Fairweather threw a breaking pitch that didn't quite break over the plate like it was supposed to. Now the first baseman, Norton, will hold Gilligan on at first, who takes a 2 or 3 step lead. 3 steps off the bag at first, being held on by Norton. Fairweather, now pitching out of the stretch. Lefty delivers. Breaking ball misses in. The ball one. Called Aaron and the second baseman, Moss, pinching a bit up the middle, looking to turn to Betanco. Just about even with the bag at third. As a fastball from Fairweather comes way inside, turning away from it is Gilmore for ball two. Gilmore, the DH tonight. Last night, Gilmore was also the DH, but batted fourth. As Fairweather delivers a breaking ball on the inside half of the plate at the knees for strike one. 2-1. Fairweather pairing in with the glove at his hip, now comes set. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball on the outside corner. Called strike two. Count evens up at 2-2. Fairweather checking Gilligan back. Now delivers a breaking ball. Gliding to his left is Comrade to smother it, keep it in front of him. Count fills. 3-2. With one gone here, the Colt 45 is looking for a double play to get Fairweather out of the inning as Gilligan now takes a bigger lead at first, leaning back toward first, being held on by Norton. Fairweather delivers breaking ball, misses way outside. A walk now is issued by Fairweather, which is his first walk in over seven innings. So a rare control issue from Fairweather. We'll now bring up the cleanup hitter, Alex Nisbet, who went 0 for 3 last night. He had a silver sombrero with three strikeouts. Fairweather goes to the fastball on the inner half. Strike one at the knees. A golden sombrero would be when a player gets four strikeouts. Platinum is five, but for Nisbet, he only had a silver as he was pinch hit for in that ninth inning. Fairweather delivers a breaking ball hit in the air towards left. Cassingham will look up and watch it fly. Fairweather surrenders a three-run shot from the cleanup hitter, Alex Nisbet, and just like that, it's a 3-0 ball game. The Colt 45's already in a deficit with only one gone here in the top of the first inning. So Fairweather will get a new baseball, stand on the backside of the hill, and regather his thoughts as the left fielder, Cole Winston, will step into the box, a left-hand hitter, left-on-left matchup as Fairweather winds up and delivers fastball up and ducking out of the way as Winston leaning back from it. For ball one, 1-0 count with one out. Nobody on here. Is this one is a jam shot and poked the other way into left field for a base hit. A wide turn at first by Winston, but a hold there as Cassingham relays it back in to the shortstop called Aaron. And that will be the second hit surrendered by Fairweather after Winston singles. That will bring up Armand Lettier playing right field tonight. Armand Lettier last night pinch hit for Cesar Rodriguez in the sixth inning. He struck out and grounded out in his two at-bats. And now he takes a ball. It's Fairweather out of the stretch. Comes set and delivers a 1-0 pitch. Fastball off the plate and a bit high for ball two. Fairweather struggling a bit with his command in this top of the first inning as he surrendered a hit-by-pitch and a walk. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball just below the belt and over the plate for strike one. Armand Lettier last night went 0-for-2, as previously stated. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Fairweather, the 2-1 delivery. Fastball, strike two in at the knees. Count evens up at 2-2 as Fairweather looking to settle back in. Here's Nick Camarena with the glove at the hip. He checks Winston back at first. Now, Lettier will call time and step out. Fairweather will step off. Both regather themselves, and Lettier steps back in the box as Fairweather comes set. Now delivers. Fastball low, and it's going to squeak past Camarena, taking second base is Winston. No throwdown from Camarena. Now the count fills at 3-2. No double play in order now. In this 3-0 ball game, we're still in the top of the first inning with only one out. Fairweather, the payoff pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded toward the shortstop called Aaron, jumping for it. Throw from his back leg to first will not be in time. Had to make an off-balance throw. Couldn't quite get his feet set on that one as he was in the 5-6 hole deep at shortstop. And everybody's going to be safe. But holding at second on the ground ball was Winston. So the passed ball from Camarena and then an infield single by Lettier will bring up Connor Gillette, the third baseman. Right-hand hitter, even stance. First baseman Norton playing in front of the runner at first, just on the rim of the infield grass, as Fairweather delivers a fastball on the inner half. just below the belt for strike one. Fairweather still pitching out of the stretch with two runners on. A double play is in order. The Colt 45 is playing a double play depth. The 0-1 delivery, breaking pitch, misses high to even the count at one ball and one strike. Now Fairweather peers back in. Camarena will set up outside the 1-1 pitch from Fairweather as he checks the runners back. Now delivers a fastball that is hit out of play off to the first base side. Make the count one ball and two strikes. Sets to deliver the 1-2. Fairweather checks Winston back at second, as Norton will now play back behind the runner at first. The delivery, curveball, swing, and a miss. Fairweather strikes him out. So the two outs in this inning were both products of a swinging strikeout from Fairweather, both on his slider. As Hinman, Caden Hinman, will come to the plate tonight's backstop. Fairweather checks the runners back at first and second. Now delivers. Fastball way inside, gliding to his left is Camarena. He was set up outside. Had to make a weird glove catch. Almost had to backhand it. As the 1-0 delivery from Fairweather to Hinman, the right-hand hitter. Fastball check swing, called strike. Caught the outer half just above the knee. One ball, one strike, two outs now. The Colt 45s have returned the defense to normal depth. Outfield playing straight up. The 1-1 delivery from Fairweather is a slider. Swing and a miss. Hinman comes up empty on it. Camarena tried to pick it, ended up pinning the ball down, but both runners were staying at their respective bases. Fairweather peers in, now comes set. The 1-2 delivery with two outs as he checks the runners back. Fastball, ring him up, strike three called. Hinman, you looking to buy anything, sir? He says, no, thanks, I'm just looking. Fairweather will K the side as Rose City Baseball puts up three. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com, home of the First Amendment, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, bringing to you some live baseball here at Tiger Field. Leading things off in this bottom of the first inning will be the center fielder, Colby Rafael. Rafael showing off that speed this year. He's got 15 steals on the year, 9 RBIs, and 9 walks. He's batting .292. He'll step into the box from that right side, facing off against the right-hander Cy Sullivan. Rose City Baseball and the top half of the first. 3 runs on 3 hits, but they left 2 after Reese Fairweather struck out the side and faced 8 batters. So in the top half of the second, we will see the 9 batter and then the top of the order again. Colby Rafael will step into the box now, looking to get the Colt 45s on the board as they're down 3-0 already. slightly open stance for fail as Sullivan comes set, lines up, and delivers a fastball, inner half, strike one called. 0-1 count on Rafael. Sullivan, the 0-1 delivery, fastballs, swung on and fouled, out of play, right fielder giving chase, will not get to it in time, and it'll land out of play, just to the third base side of the cages out there beyond the first base dugout. Now the right fielder, Armand Lettier, will get back in his position. The 0-2 delivery from Sullivan to the right-hand hitting Rafael. Catcher sits up outside. Changeup misses high. The ball one. One ball and two strikes. On a windy night here at Tiger Field, the wind blowing in from left and toward right field. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball in or half. Rafael knew it. He was turning away and walking back to the dugout before the umpire called him out on a strike. So Rafael goes down looking. That will bring up Griffith Finn, the designated hitter. Finn on the year, he's got 7 doubles and 18 RBIs, left-hand hitter. He's batting .338 on the year. Finn last night went 2-for-4 with a sacrifice fly. He had 2 doubles. As the first pitch from Sullivan will be a tad low for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out here. 1-0 delivery from the righty Sullivan. Breaking ball. Catches the inside corner in at the belt for strike one. One ball, one strike on the left-hand hitting Finn. Sullivan winds up and delivers, falling the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Ball two. Sullivan looked like he skipped a fastball. Now he'll have his glove at his belt as he peers in at the catcher, who sets up outside. A wind-up and a pitch. Fastball right where he wanted it on that outer half at the knees for strike two. The NBO, my apologies, the Rose City Baseball infield playing back. The delivery from Sullivan is hit in there toward shallow left field. Left fielder chasing over toward the line will drop it and into second base is Finn. He had gotten under it, but it looked like the wind knocking that ball around, and it lands fair in front of him as the left fielder couldn't quite get a glove on it. So Finn, with another double on the year, will bring his total up to 8 after that double. So the wind helping out the Cold 45s here as the left fielder Winston giving chase couldn't quite get to it and landed in front of him as McGuire Smith, the left-hand hitting right fielder will step into the box and a fastball up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes on Smith, who's patrolling right field tonight. Switching places with Finn, who normally is out there in right field. Finn dancing off the bag at second. Sullivan checks back now. It was a fastball. Check swing by Smith called strike. Count evens up now at one ball and one strike. As Sullivan peering in. Betanco is on deck. Batting cleanup for the first time this year. The 1-1 delivery with one out. Finn dancing off the bag at second. Moving back and forth. Sullivan now delivers. Pitches fouled back to the screen to make it strike two. One ball and two strikes with only one out. Smith out there in right field tonight. Sullivan peers in at Hedman. Hedman gives him the sign. Sullivan comes set. First base out of the rubber. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball up and away. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Smith waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Now readies. The 2-2 delivery. Hedman sets up low and away. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses up and away for ball three to fill the count. Three balls and two strikes. Finn doubled. He's at second, dancing off the bag, distracting Sullivan as much as he possibly can. Smith waves the wood again. The payoff pitch is grounded toward the second baseman. A high chopper. He'll glove it and toss the first in time. Moving on over to third is Griffith Finn. So Smith moves the runner over with the cleanup hitter, Noah Betanco. Betanco last night got the start behind the dish. He went 3-for-5 with a walk. So he reached base a total of 4 out of 5 times. One of those times was a home run. Right-hand hitter. Normally, the catcher, he'll be playing third base tonight for the Colt 45s. Step into the box, does his signature check swing toward the pitcher as he readies now a slightly open stance deep in the box. The pitch from Sullivan is high and tight. In on the hands for ball one. Moving back out of the way was Betanco. So he steps out of the box and takes a couple practice swings. Now steps back in the box, taps the plate with his bat. Cocks his feet and does his check swing. Sullivan gets a sign, comes set, checks Finn back third, now delivers. Fastball is hit in the air. That's going to be a base hit in the right field. A wide turn at first by Betanco. He'll have an RBI single. And it's 3-1 now. After Betanco has a RBI single, the Colt 45s are on the board with two gone here in this bottom of the first inning. Now it will be the left-hand hitting first baseman Kyle Norton to the plate. Right on left matchup. Betanco takes his lead at first, being held on by the first baseman Nisbet as the delivery from Sullivan is wide for ball one. Pickoff attempt to first, back in plenty of time is Betanco. He didn't quite have a sliding glove on all the way, ended up crawling back to the bag. Now gets his sliding glove on as he takes his lead. As the 1-0 delivery is going to be high and away for ball two. Norton steps back into the box, waves the bat back and forth. Sullivan, right-hand pitcher, now comes set and delivers. Fastball at the belt, but not over the plate. 4-3 on the first baseman, Kyle Norton. Betanco takes a sweep from first. He's about a step and a half off the bag. Sullivan delivers. Fastball. Frame job by Hinman. Catches the corner. For called strike one. 3-1. Colt 45's looking to tie this game up and possibly tack on more. The delivery from Sullivan is up and away. 4-4. Norton works a walk and moves Betanco to second. That will bring up Sutter Moss, who's playing second base tonight. Moss, last night, had a solid day at the plate before he was pinch hit for by Brandon Zanny. He was 3-for-4 with a walk as he takes a ball low and in to make the count 1-0. Open stance from that left-hand batter's block. Catcher Hinman sets up away. Pitch from Sullivan. He's going to not catch the outside corner. The infield playing back behind the runners with two gone here. Betanco at second and Norton at first. Betanco singled and Norton walked. Sullivan will step off and get Betanco to go back to second. Now he comes set. Sullivan, the 2-0 delivery. Hinman setting up low and in. Low and away, rather. Will receive a pitch that is low and in for ball three. 3-0 on Moss. Left-hand hitter Sullivan comes set again. Glove to the belt. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball catches the outside edge for strike one. In at the knees. Moss steps back into the box. Sullivan comes set. The 3-1 delivery with two outs. Fastball in at the knees. Called strike two. Moss taking there, hoping he would get the 50-50 call, but does not. Full count with two outs. The runners will be taking off as Sullivan delivers. That one's hit in the air towards the left center gap. The left fielder chasing over will reach above his head and squeeze it for out number three. The Colt 45s score one. They strand two. It's 3-1 after one. We're headed to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR. Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnr1460.com, where through our broadcast, we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thanks again for tuning in to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnr1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Should be Reese Fairweather back up on the hill for his second inning, as he will face off against the nine-hitter Owen Sone before he'll face the top of the order again in his second time through the lineup, which will be Cesar Rodriguez and Brock Gilligan. Fairweather struck out the side, but allowed three runs in the top half of the first as he throws one in the dirt for ball one to the right-hand hitting Sone. Fairweather, left-hand pitcher, gets his sign from Camarena and delivers a pitch up and away for ball two. 2-0 count now with nobody out in this top of the second inning in a 3-1 ball game. Fairweather winds up and delivers a 2-0 fastball swing and a miss for strike one. Two balls and one strike on the right-hand hitting second baseman Sone. Compact stance, deep in the box, 2-1 delivery. Fastball again. Swing and miss for strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairweather searching for his fourth K of the evening. He winds up and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Changeup misses upstairs for ball three. Count fills, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Again, nobody gone here. The infield playing at normal depth with the corners playing back just a couple of steps, 4 steps off the line, about 5 or 6 back of the base. Fairweather delivers a payoff pitch. Fastball swing and a miss for out number one and strikeout number four. So all 4 outs of this ball game from the Colt 45's defense have been via the strikeout. And it will be the top of the order. The center fielder, Cesar Rodriguez, who struck out his first time up, and that was the way our ball game began. Fairweather delivers, showing bunt as Rodriguez pulls it back, but called a strike. Fairweather gets the baseball back, now climbs back up the hill. Ball dangling by his side, now winds up and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball off the plate outside. Make the count, 1 ball and 1 strike. 1 ball, 1 strike with 1 gone. The delivery to Rodriguez is a fastball that's popped up toward the first base dugout. Norton giving chase will lose it to the wind and not be able to squeeze it. That's strike two. So a strike nonetheless, but does not result in an out. Norton couldn't quite get a beat on it. Now Fairweather gets a new baseball. The 1-2 pitch out of the windup with one out to the right-hand hitting Rodriguez. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Camarena now called time by Rodriguez. He'll step out. Fairweather and Camarena finally agreed on what to throw. Now Rodriguez steps back in. Fairweather, the 1-2 delivery. Curveball is waved at, grounded up the middle and through past a diving Sutter Moss. Just to the first base side of the second base bag on the rim of the outfield grass. He couldn't quite get it, and it's into center field for a base hit. And Rodriguez reaches first on a single. He's 1-for-2 on the night now. As the infield moves to double play depth with Calderon shaded up the middle. And with a left hand hitting Gilligan, who was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Rodriguez deked running to second, but then was back in time as Fairweather delivers a called strike on the outer half at the knees. 0-1 count. Fairweather out of the stretch. Second baseman Moss playing at his normal position with Calderon shaded up the middle toward second base. Calderon, should Rodriguez decide to steal, would be the one to cover the bag. An 0-2 count now on Gilligan after that fastball from Fairweather. Fairweather comes set. The 0-2 delivery with one out. Fastball is grounded toward the second baseman, ranging to his left. Bobbles now. We'll have to flip to Norton on first base for the 4-3 put out rather than a 4-6-3 double play. So Gilligan is retired. The first out, actually, due to the Colt 45's defense, as the previous four were via a Fairweather strikeout. Now it'll be Xavier Gilmore, the designated hitter tonight. Another left-hand hitter. Calderon shaded up the middle. Second baseman Moss playing at his normal position on the rim of the outfield grass between first and second. Huge cut and miss from Gilmore on a Fairweather changeup for strike one. Norton playing 4 or 5 steps off the line at first, 3 or 4 steps back of the bag. Fairweather comes set. The 0-1 delivery out of the stretch. Fastball in at the knees on the outer half for strike two. No balls, 2 strikes with 2 outs in this 3-1 ball game. Fairweather, the lengthy left-hander, peering in at Camarena. Now comes set and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses low and away. Camarena picking it off to his left. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 3-1 in the top of the second with 2 outs here. Fairweather checks Rodriguez back at second. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three is called. 5 of 6 outs have been via a Fairweather strikeout. And Gilmore is gone a-looking. So the Rose City Baseball Club scores none and strands one. It's 3-1 after 1.5. You're listening to KCNR, Jasper Redding, home of the First Amendment, and Colt 45's baseball, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, or online anywhere at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a 4-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading off the inning for the Colt 45s will be the backstop, catcher number 26, Carlos Camarena. The Colt 45 scored one in the bottom of the first, looking to add on more here as they're down 3-1 to Rose City Baseball. As Sullivan will be back out there for his second inning of work. First base out of the rubber, winds up and delivers a fastball in at the knees on the outer half to the right-hand hitting Carlos Camarena. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. As Sullivan now winds up and delivers a wave and a miss by Camarena. Way tardy on that pitch. Four strike two, quickly in an 0-2 hole. As Sullivan out of the windup, now comes set and delivers. Fastball swing and a miss. Camarena is down on strikes. He goes down swinging. It will now be Joel Calderon to the plate. Tonight's shortstop, right-hand hitter. Looking to get a little rally going here for the Colt 45s. Calderon on the year is batting .253 with 17 RBIs and two home runs. The first pitch from Sullivan is going to miss inside. Calderon also has 8 walks on the year. The 1-0 delivery from the right-hand pitcher Sullivan. Curveball misses upstairs. Ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Calderon in a wide stance, but deep in the box, slightly open. The 2-0 pitch from Sullivan. Fastball is foul tipped. Catcher couldn't quite hold on to it. Count moves to 2 balls and 1 strike. Two balls, one strike with one out. Calderon readies. Sullivan winds up and delivers. Fastball in the dirt. Calderon looking all the way. Count moves to 3 balls and 1 strike. The 3-1 delivery from Sullivan is fouled back to the screen. Count fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, two strikes with one out. Calderon readies. Sullivan winds up and delivers a payoff pitch. Ball in the dirt. Calderon will work himself a walk. That's his 9th on the year. Calderon with the free pass. Bring up the 9 hitter, Mason Castingham. Castingham last night pinch hit for Braxton Riley in the 6th, where he reached on an E4, then stole second, and then had another walk before he grounded out. So he was 0-for-2 last night with a walk and reached on an error. Calderon takes a big lead at first, being held on by the first baseman Nisbet as Castingham takes a called strike one. Nisbet holding on to Calderon at first as a pickoff attempt comes in from Sullivan, will not be in time. Diving back to the bag is Calderon. Where the temperature here at Tiger Field has dropped drastically down to 90 degrees with a breeze blowing. It's nice and cool as Castingham taps one foul up the first baseline for strike two. Another reminder to bring the family on out to the ballpark here at Tiger Field during this summer season of baseball. Fun for the whole family and enjoy a cool summer evening here in Redding, California. Castingham, left-hand hitter, deep in the box, an even stance. The 0-2 delivery with one out is hit in the air and out of play over the crowd on the third base side. Count remains no balls and two strikes. Rose City Baseball has their defense playing up the middle, looking to turn two, even with the speedster Castingham. Calderon diving back on the pickoff attempt is going to be just in time. Still with one out. Rose City looking to turn two. Calderon taking a huge secondary lead, draws a balk from Sullivan, and Calderon will get to second base on the balk. A tremendous job by Calderon there, who was gliding toward second base with a secondary lead and ended up drawing Sullivan to Bach, which moved him to second base. So now Calderon in scoring position with one out. No double play in order. Calderon, the 0-2 pitch from Sullivan. Curveball misses the outside edge for ball one. A good eye there from Cassingham, showing plate discipline as he digs back into the box. Taps the plate a couple times with his bat, now waves the wood back and forth. Sullivan comes set, first base side of the rubber. Out of the stretch as he checks Calderon back at second, the 1-2 delivery is a fastball. Cassingham swings and just gets a piece of it to foul it back to the screen. Count remains 1-2. Despite a low count in this at bat, it's been about 5 pitches from Sullivan after Cassingham's fouled off a few. Sullivan now ready. Checks Calderon back at second. The 1-2 delivery is grounded toward the third baseman who checks the runner. Calderon back at second. Now throws the first wide of the bag. Called safe. Calderon now runs to third. Diving in as the throw from the first baseman Nisbet is not going to be in time. And everybody's going to be safe. Calderon at third. Cassingham at first on the E5 that drew the first baseman Nisbet off the bag. The first baseman, Alex Nisbet, receiving the throw from the third baseman, Gunnar Gillette, who looked Calderon back, then set his feet and threw on over to first. The first baseman, Nisbet, stretching for it, but the ball was to the right field side and ended up coming off the bag. And Cassingham, showing off his speed, was safe. Now it'll be the top of the order, Colby Raphael, who struck out looking his first time up. The right-hand hitter, slightly open stance, even in the box. Cassingham running. The throw on down from Hinman is going to be in time, but Calderon will trot in to score. So a double steal does the job. Cassingham caught stealing, but Calderon advances. And now it's 3-2. So Cassingham with a sacrifice steal, if you will be out, and we're going to have a little bit of a meeting here between the coach, the assistant coach, who is taking over for Bob Anderson tonight. He's going to have a little chat with the field umpire now. Gets whatever information he needed. I assume he wanted to see if when the tag was actually applied to Cassingham as he slid in and did a what's called a swim motion where he lifted, dove in with both hands but lifted one of his arms out of the way and reached in with the other hand, but if he came off the bag, it's indifferent as the tag was applied beforehand. So, an 0-1 count on Raphael with the bases loaded as he fouls this one back to the screen for strike two. So, out at second was Cassingham, but safe at first, or safe at home rather, was Calderon. The 0-2 pitch is fouled back to the screen again. Count remains no balls and 2 strikes on the center fielder and leadoff hitter, Colby Raphael, who's 0-1 tonight. He went down looking his first time up. Then in the on-deck circle, Sullivan winds up and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball's hit in the air, should be playable for the center, making his way back. And it's going to go over his head all the way to the wall, around first and into second base with a stand-up double is the leadoff man, and Colby Raphael. So he hit that one in the air. The center fielder, playing a bit in, was not able to get to it and ended up landing just beyond the reach of his glove and went all the way to the wall where it was played back by the right fielder, Armand Lettier. And a stand-up double for Colby Raphael will be the first hit of the inning. But now he's in scoring position with Griffith Finn up the plate, who doubled his first time up. Sullivan, checking Raphael back at second, now delivers. Swing and miss. Folks, you'll sit to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you some live Colt 45 baseball from Tiger Field in Redding. It's great to have you with us as Sullivan comes set, checks for fail back at second. The 0-1 pitch to the left-hand hitting Finn is low and away. Ball one. 1-1 strike. on Finn, who is 1-for-1 tonight with a double. Finn is batting 338 on the year. Sullivan, glove of the belt, now readies and delivers. Breaking ball up and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Sullivan, glove at his hip. First base out of the rubber, peering in at Caden Hinman, his catcher, who sets up low and away. Rafael taking a big lead at second. The 2-1 delivery. Breaking ball catches the inside corner for strike two. Two balls and two strikes on the left-hand hitting Finn. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Sullivan out of the stretch. Delivers. Swings grounded through the 5-6 hole. And my apologies, the shortstop actually gloved it, but stopping at third and safe at first is Griffin Finn. It'll be an infield hit. It looked like it went through that 5-6 hole, but the shortstop actually was able to glove it as it kicked up high off the infield grass, missed the infield dirt completely in that 5-6 hole deep on the rim of the outfield grass. The shortstop, that's Brock Gilligan, was able to glove it on the backhand, but safe at first is Finn, and safe at third is Cassingham. My apologies, Colby Rafael, as Finn will dance off the bag at first, stepping off as Sullivan, as Finn will just take second base. Sullivan didn't want to risk the tying run score and threw it to home, where the catcher Hinman was, to keep Rafael from running in. And Finn will just take second base, as he was trying to draw a throw over so Rafael could break for home. Similar to what they did when Mason Cassingham was caught stealing at second and Calderon was able to come in and score. So 3-2 as Rafael remained at third as Sullivan winds up and delivers a ball high and away for ball one. 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith, who's 0-for-1 tonight. A 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball two. Count on the left-hand hitting Smith, who waves the lid back and forth. Catcher sets up low and away. The 2-0 pitch misses low and away for ball three. Three balls and no strikes to McGuire Smith. Sullivan, glove at his hip. Now ready. Checks Finn back at second and Rafael back third. The 3-0 pitch to Smith. Fastball right down Main Street. Called strike one. Three balls and one strike. Smith will step out and regather his thoughts. Now steps back in, rocking the one batting glove on his right hand. Sullivan checks Finn back at second. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Smith. Breaking ball got him to chase. Couldn't quite come up with any contact. With 3-2 and two out, Rafael and Finn will be breaking. As anything in play is either an out or a hit with two outs. The payoff pitch. Fastball. Misses wide. So Smith works a walk. And Mark Hills will walk out to the mound to buy his bullpen some time to likely get somebody up. After Smith works the walk, which is the third walk issued to the Colt 45s tonight. So the bases are going to be loaded for none other than the cleanup hitter, Noah Betanco. As Sullivan looking to get out of this jam in the bottom half of the second inning. As Noah Betanco saunters up to the plate. Right-hand hitter, take a couple practice swings. The Colt 45s have a chance to blow this game wide open with the tying run only 90 feet away. Two gone here as Betanco does his signature check swing move. Sullivan winds up and delivers. Fastball up and in, leaning out of the way is Betanco for ball one. 1-0 count on tonight's third baseman. Leaving the box in open stance, Sullivan delivers. Huge cut and miss from Betanco. Got a piece of it, but it went into the mitt of the catcher. One ball, one strike. With two gone here, Sullivan winds up and delivers. Curveball is hit in the air towards the center, left center field. It will drop for a base hit. LaFail's in the score. Around third, the score is Finn, and Noah Betanco has his third RBI of the night and his second hit of the night. And moving up to second base is McGuire Smith, and now the Colt 45s have a 4-3 lead. So Finn and Rafael came around to score on that. Now it'll be Kyle Norton stepping into the box. He walked his first time up as Sullivan delivers pitch up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes with two outs. Left hand hitting Kyle Norton. The pitch from Sullivan. Fastball misses high again for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Should the inning continue on bases, Sutter Moss, who flew out in his first at-bat. The 2-0 pitch from Sullivan. Fastball on the outer half, in at the knees for strike one. The infield playing back on the rim of the outfield grass. Betanco not being held on at first. Sullivan comes set and delivers. This one goes straight back to the backstop, and both runners will advance an additional 90 feet. So there's two runners in scoring position now with a 3-1 count for Kyle Norton. Three-win count with two outs. The Colt 45 is now on top, 4-3. The 3-1 delivery from Sullivan. Breaking ball on the outer half, in at the belt for strike two. Full count with two outs. The pitch from Sullivan. Breaking ball goes off the catcher's mitt. Caroms off the backstop, right back to him, so Norton works a walk. Another walk issue to the Colt 45s. We'll bring up the ninth hitter of the inning, Sutter Moss, who's 0 for 1, but the bases are loaded. He flew out his last time up. As the bat boy gets some applause with the bat girl, rather, who has her hands full with about four five shin guards and a couple of elbow guards as well from all the hitters that have reached base. As Sutter Moss steps into the box, a open stance, left-hand hitter. Sullivan delivers a fastball high for ball one. The 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball misses wide for ball two. Sullivan here struggling a bit with his command in this bottom of the second inning. The 2-0 pitch to Moss catches the outside corner on that outer half. Strike one. Sullivan delivers a 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner again. Strike two. Sped him up this time. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Runners take their lead. Set Smith at third, Betanco at second, and Norton at first. As the pitch from Sullivan misses high and away, just off the plate for ball three. A full count yet again for Cy Sullivan as the runners go. Fastball on the outside corner. Moss was taking off his shin guard, but he's rung up on strikes. He goes down looking, and the Colt 45s leave him loaded, but they do take the lead, and they scored three to make the game 4-3. Colt 45s are on top. We're headed to the top of the third. This game is brought to you by Casey and Shasta Redding. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com, where through our broadcast, we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thank you again for tuning in to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're in the top of the third. Reese Fairweather now working with a 4-3 lead. He'll face off against Nisbet, the cleanup batter, followed by Winston, Alex, my apologies, Cole Winston, and Armand Lettier. As in the second inning, he only allowed one hit after the rocky first inning where he allowed three runs and three hits. So Fairweather has settled in a bit after two innings of work, as Nisbet will get his second go at the left-hand throwing Reese Fairweather. Nisbet, right-hand hitter, steps in the box, deep in the box in open stance. Fairweather, here's Nakamarina, sets up inside. The curveball is fouled off out of play for strike one. No balls and one strike on the first baseman, Nisbet. Nisbet is one for one tonight. He had that three-run homer that scored all three of the runs for Rose City as he takes a ball up and away. Even the count, one ball and one strike. Fairweather, ball dangling at his left hip, glove at his right hip. Now peers over his glove as he brings it toward his face. 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball. It's going to miss inside for ball two. Fairweather with a Randy Johnson-like windup and delivery. From that first base side of the rubber, the lengthy left-hander delivers a breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike two. Fairweather has four Ks on the evening, two looking and two swinging, so two forward, two backward Ks. The 2-2 pitch from Fairweather to Nisbet. Fastball, ring him up, strike three called. It'll be another backward K for Fairweather as he gets Nisbet looking, gets his revenge on Alex Nisbet after Nisbet hit a three-run shot to left field. So one gone here. Fairweather has five strikeouts on the evening as Cole Winston will step into the box. Six of the seven outs have been via the strikeout. Fairweather, breaking ball just off the plate outside to Cole Winston, the left fielder. The 1-0 pitch from Fairweather. Breaking ball. Misses high and tight for ball two. On a partially cloudy night here at Tiger Field, where shadows have covered the field for most of the inning, most of the game, rather. The 2-0 delivery from Fairweather. Fastball inner half, and the wind is blowing and got Griffith Finn a double. That's a strike is called on the inner half. Got Griffith Finn a double, but Kyle Norton missed out on a pop-up foul out because of it last inning. As a curveball catches the outside corner in at the knees as the lights come on here at Tiger Field. As I said, shadows covering all of the field and the wind blowing from left field in toward right field. Fairweather, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball hit in the air on a line shot. Sutter Moss, the second baseman, will squeeze it for out number two. A great play by Sutter Moss gliding toward the second base side. He was positioned between first and second. ironically enough, Alex Nisbet, who led off this top of the third inning, hit a home run out toward left field where the wind was blowing in, so I can only imagine how far that ball would have traveled had the wind been blowing out or had there been no wind, similar to Noah Betanko's home run last night as Fairweather delivers a fastball way up and in for ball one to right-hand hitting Lettier. An open stance. Betanko last night hit a home run that went over the netting out there in left field. Fairweather delivers another fastball low for ball two. And last night there wasn't much wind, just a slight breeze off and on. But Betanko still muscled one out over the netting. The 2-0 pitch from Fairweather is hit in the air towards left field. Cassingham, playable, will squeeze it for out number three. So Rose City Baseball goes 1-2-3. We're headed to the bottom of the third. You'll see two KCNR, Jeff Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, where through our broadcast, we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thank you again for tuning in to KCNR Shasta Redding, home of the First Amendment, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Cy Sullivan back out there for this bottom of the third, facing off against Carlos Camarena, who led off things last inning for the Colt 45s before they sent 9 to the plate and scored 3. He'll be digging in from that right-hand batter's box. He struck out his last time up. We have a little pause on the field here. Not quite sure why, but the home plate umpire calls time. Looks like Bob Anderson was talking with the field umpire over there at third. As now Sullivan will come set, wind up, and deliver to Comrade. A fastball does a swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike in this 4-3 ball game. On deck is Joel Calderon. Sullivan winds up and delivers the 0-1. Fastball is fouled back out of play. Over the crowd and over the screen into the parking lot. For strike two. Camarena was in an 0-2 hole last at bat as well and ended up striking out. Looking to not do that here. Sullivan winds up and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball is going to hit Camarena and add to his hit-by-pitch total on the evening and make it 8 now. So, something we've seen consistently from Camarena is getting hit by a pitch, which is not exactly a category you want to lead in, unless you have access to a lot of ice. A courtesy runner will now jog out there. It's going to be Brock Fanconi, who started last night's game. My apologies, did not start last night's game. Started the night before that. Ended up getting the win. He'll take his lead from first as Calderon steps into the box, a right-hand hitter. He reached on a walk his first time up. Fastball in the dirt and squeaks past the catcher all the way to the backstop. It'll be a pass ball, and Camarena will, my apologies, Fanconi will advance to second base on that pass ball. Pass ball by Caden Hintman. He wasn't quite able to get in front of it as a 1-0 delivery from Sullivan to Calderon. a fastball. Broken bat up the middle. Second baseman back of the bag at second. Gloves pops it up. Squeeze it with his bare hand, but safe at first will be Calderon, and safe at third will be Fanconi after the second baseman. Sone was sliding for it, gloved it, and ended up popping it up to himself where he squeezed it with his bare hand and was unable to make a throw. So Calderon with a infield single, I imagine that will be scored not in E4. We'll bring up the nine hitter, Mason Cassingham, who reached on an E5 before he was caught stealing, which allowed Calderon to score from third. Nobody out here. Runners at the corners. Pitch from Sullivan is grounded toward the right side and through past the diving Sone into right field. A wide turn at first by Cassingham as the throw into third will not be in time. Diving head first is Calderon, and coming into score is Brock Fanconi, the courtesy runner for that Camarena hit by pitch. And it's now 5-3. The Colt 45s on top after Cassingham singles one into right. Now it'll be the top of the order and Colby Rafael. He'll step into the box. Rafael tonight is 1-for-2 with a double. Slightly open stance. Taking his lead from first is Cassingham. He takes a huge secondary lead, but does not run as Sullivan delivers a ball outside. 1-0 count on Rafael. Cassingham takes his lead at first. Now we'll get back in time as a pickoff attempt from Sullivan is in plenty of time. A similar situation to what we saw last inning. I imagine should Cassingham run, they will not throw down as they don't want the run to score, but they do want a double play in order as Rafael hits one in the air towards right. Playable. Tagging from third is Calderon. He'll trot in to score. Tagging up on play, but staying at first is Cassingham. So on the sacrifice fly from Rafael, which will get the job done. That will be out number one. A double play still in order for Rose City Baseball with Cassingham at first. We'll now bring up Griffin Finn, who has doubled and then singled and stole second tonight. So he's 2-for-2. Left-hand hitter. Cassingham taking his lead from first. He'll go, and the pitch, as he faked running down to second, faked the stolen base, then was going to trot back to first, and then the ball from Sullivan was squeaked by Hinman, and running into first base, or second base, rather, is Cassingham. So a free stolen base there for Cassingham on the pass ball, as Fenn hits one foul. Even the count at one ball and one strike. Ball was inside on the left-hand hitting Fenn. Squeaked past the catcher Hinman all the way back to the screen. And Cassingham, with his motion going back toward first base, as he didn't want to get backpicked, then ended up running to second safely, standing up. The 1-1 pitch from Sullivan. This is low and in. Ball two. The catcher Hinman doing a great job there, able to pick that and keep Cassingham from getting an additional 90 feet on another passed ball. Two balls, one strike with one out. No double play in order now for Rose City. As the pitch is low and away for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Three balls, one strike with one out. Then, even stance, left-hand batter's box, Sullivan, glove at the belt. Out of the stretch, delivers. Fastball's grounded up the middle. Sone charging the chopper, and it's past him. Cassingham coming way down the third baseline. Now Finn caught in between the bases of first and second. The catcher making sure that Cassingham won't score. Now Finn caught a pickle will be back to first in time as the throw goes to the second baseman Sone covering second. And Finn able to get back to first in time. So Finn was caught in a pickle, purposely tried to stay in it for a long time as he was caught just about midway in between first and second. Cassingham came all the way around third and had to pump the brakes in front of the third base coach, Bob Anderson, who had come about halfway down the line to give him a stop sign. Then Cassingham returned to third and the catcher received the ball, then threw down to second base to chase Sven back. Sven dancing off the bag at first. Draws a pitch out. So passing him at third, as Finn is back to first in time. A pickoff attempt by Sullivan is not in time. A 1-0 count on McGuire Smith, who is 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. Left-hand hitter. The 1-0 pitch from Sullivan is hit in the air for the left fielder. Playable. Tagging from third is Cassingham, and he will make it home in plenty of time. Finn will remain at first. Two gone here. Another sacrifice fly will score a run. As Smith hits a sack fly to left field. So fly ball to left will be out number two to bring up Noah Betanco, who has two singles and three RBIs in this ballgame. Right-hand hitter. An open stance deep in the box. Sullivan comes set and delivers. Fastball is fouled back off the catcher. Strike one. No balls and one strike. Sullivan climbs back up the hill. First base out of the rubber. They'll be pitching on the stretch. Nisbet holding on. Finn at first. Sullivan, glove at the hip. Now comes ready. Pickoff attempt on over to first. Finn back in plenty of time standing up. Still no balls and one strike. Betanco steps back into the box. Taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Now does the signature check swing. The 0-1 delivery from Sullivan is a breaking ball over but high for one ball and one strike now. One ball, one strike with two outs. In this bottom of the third inning, it's 7-3. The Colt 45 is on top. Pickoff attempt on over the first is not in time. Finn back yet again, standing up in plenty of time. The infield playing back, third baseman playing a couple steps off the line. Huge leap from Finn. This one's grounded toward the shortstop. Betanco charging down the line. The throw from the shortstop. Gillette at time to retire the side, and Betanco goes 6-3 on the play. The Colt 45s tack on three. They leave one. It's 7-3 after three. We're headed to the top of the fourth. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, home of the First Amendment, and Colt 45s baseball, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Tegerfield in Redding, California. Bruce Fairweather has delivered three pitches, the last two breaking balls, to make the count 2-1 on Rose City Baseball's third baseman Gunnar Gillette. Fairweather winds up and delivers the 2-1 pitch as a fastball off the plate outside. Make the count 3-1. Fairweather, in his fourth inning of work, he's got 5 strikeouts on the evening. It's the top of the fourth, now pitching with a 4-run lead after he gave up 3 in the first. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. Gillette had already dropped the bat, was trotting to first base. He was about 10 feet up the line, and he'll have to come all the way back to that right-hand batter's box. As the payoff pitch from Fairweather, Camarena sets up inside. Fastball is in on the hands and shot foul over the first base coach's box to keep the count at 3-2, and keep Gunnar Gillette from being retired. Fairweather will come set to deliver the payoff pitch again with nobody out here. Infield playing back. The pitch sit in the air. Shallow left center field. Should be playable for Castlingham, who will run over and squeeze it for out number one. So Castlingham will squeeze it, a fly out to the seventh position for out number one. Fairweather, after facing 8 in the first, has settled in. He's only allowed 1 hit in the last 8 batters he's faced. As he comes set and delivers a fastball on the outer half to Caden Henman, the backstop for Rose City Baseball. Infield playing back again with Noah Betanko playing about a couple steps in front of the rim of the outfield grass. Kyle Norton at first is 4 or 5 steps off the line and a couple steps back of the bag. Fairweather comes set, winds up to deliver the 1-1 pitch. A fastball in at the knees, called strike 2. 1-2 as the sun has started to set here at Tagger Field. The 1-2 delivery square with a breaking ball grounded up the middle. Sutter Moss gliding to his left will glove it and throw it to first. Not in time. Henman will beat it out for the infield single. Moss gliding to his right, back of the bag at second, ended up bobbling it momentarily as it was spinning in his glove, then threw to first, but it was not quite in time. As Henman will get a courtesy runner, it's going to be Cooper Adams, who we saw last night pinch hit and play left field. As Sone fouls one back out of play for strike 1. The 0-1 delivery out of the stretch from the lefty Fairweather to Sone, the 9-hitter. Breaking ball misses up and away. Make the count 1-1. 1-1. Colt 45 is looking to turn 2 with Moss shaded up the middle. The 1-1 pitch from Fairweather. Low and in for 2. Camarena gliding to his left. Picks it up off the dirt for 2. Fairweather shakes off Camarena. Now comes set. The 2-1 pitch as he checks the runner back at first. Pops up and out of play over the first base dugout for strike 2. 2-2 with 1 out. Fairweather peering in at Camarena. Now comes set. The 2-2 pitch with 1 out. Waved at a breaking ball. Got Sone fooled for strike out number 6 and out number 2. That'll bring up the top of the order, Cesar Rodriguez. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Fairweather has 3 swinging and 3 looking strikeouts. He faces off against the top of the order again. Delivers a fastball just off the plate for 1. It was at the belt, but not quite able to catch the corner there. Fairweather out of the stretch still. The 1-0 pitch to Rodriguez, right-hand hitter. Hit in the air, back of first base. Moss giving chase out there in right field will not get to it. My apologies. That is Smith out there in right field, not able to get to it as it's sliced out of play. To even the count at 1-1. 1-1 with two outs. The runner, Adams, taking his lead from first. The pitch from Fairweather is up and away. 2. 2-1. With two gone here, Fairweather looking to retire the side. 2-1 pitch. Curveball, check swing. Appeal to the field umpire. Doesn't matter. Called strike 2. 2-2, 2 gone. The wind settling down here at Tiger Field as it's only a slight inconsistent breeze blowing in from left field a little bit toward right. The umpire now calls time to dust off home plate. Now gets back behind Camarena as Cesar Rodriguez steps back into the box. Fairweather peering in at Camarena. Glove at the hip. The 2-2 pitch with two gone is going to plunk Cesar Rodriguez on the knee. Slams his bat down in frustration. And he'll walk about 8 to 10 feet up the first baseline before he takes off his shin guard and will now stand there for a bit as Camarena, unclear of what exactly is about to unfold, quickly got between Fairweather, his pitcher, and the batter, Rodriguez. So Rodriguez will reach on a hit-by-pitch, the second hit-by-pitch from Fairweather tonight. Went right on his left knee. Not a place you want to be hit by a fastball. Fairweather throws about 85, 90. Possibly even faster as I do not have a radar gun. But looks to be around 90 in that ballpark, that realm. But the difference between 85 and 90 is not much when you're getting hit by a baseball that's going that fast. So two gone. Rodriguez is aboard. He'll go for a little walk back of first base and jog a bit to make sure his knee won't give out on him or anything like that as the first base coach eyes him to make sure he's okay. Where here at Tiger Field, the sun has started to set, turning the clouds around us a beautiful pink and blue on what has turned into a beautiful summer night for baseball. It's dropped below 90 degrees, sitting at about 85, 86 with the breeze blowing to cool things off. It'll be the shortstop, left-hand hitter Brock Gilligan. He's 0 for 1 tonight with a hit-by-pitch. Fairweather delivers, and this one's popped up on the infield. Betanco at third, calling for it, is going to get under it, but the wind does him a disservice, and it's going to land behind him, and everybody's going to be safe. So an E5 on the play will load the bases now as Adams, who is the courtesy runner for Hinman, will now be at third. Betanco was playing at his normal position, 4 or 5 steps off the line and 4 or 5 steps back behind third base. Came in on the infield grass to squeeze it, but it drifted back behind him as the wind swirling here a little bit. Fairweather delivers a ball up and away for 1. Infield playing back behind the runners. Second baseman Vila shaded a bit toward first. This one's hit in the air toward left field. Cassingham charging in, should be playable, goes into dive, it's gonna go past him. 1 run will score, 2 runs will score. Stopping at second and stopping at third is Gilligan and Gilmore. So all the way around to third is Gilligan and into second base is Gilmore on that single, double rather, that Cassigan was charging in on a little flare that landed 2 or 3 feet to the right of the left field line. And that scores 2. As we're going to get a visit out to the mound. Rodriguez came around to score, and so did Henman, to make this a 7-5 ball game. And the tying run is in scoring position at second base now. Fairweather not wanting to come out of this game. The Colt 45s now will get some activity up in their bullpen as they look to get out of this inning. Still with one out. Two outs, rather. The Colt 45s only needing one out to get out of the inning. Fairweather looking to put away this offense. Now delivers a fastball that goes off Camarena's mask, who is going to take a second. As the home plate umpire will walk out to the mound to give Fairweather a new baseball and give Camarena some time to shake it off. As Alex Nisbet, who is 1-for-2 tonight with that 3-run homer in the first, that tagged Fairweather with 3 runs. Will now face off against him again. The third run through the lineup for Fairweather. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball one. An even count, 1-1 to Nisbet, who has 3 RBIs on the evening. Pitch from Fairweather is grounded toward the second baseman Moss, who fields, bobbles it, kicks it around, and now throws the first. Not in time. Moss gloved it, trying to keep it off the rim of the outfield grass. Coming in to score is Gilligan. It's now 7-6 with the tying run 90 feet away. Suddenly things getting a little bit more interesting here at Tiger Field. As Nisbet reaches on the E4 and moves Gilmore on over to third. Fairweather still in the game. Now delivers. Swing and a miss from Cole Winston, who is 1-for-2 tonight. He singled and then had a line out to the second baseman, Moss. Fairweather coming set. The 0-1 delivery with 2 outs. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. Winston just got a piece of it. Couldn't quite get a barrel on it, but got a piece of it. O2 count. Left-hand hitter. Weighs the wood back and forth. Fairweather peering in at Camarena. Out of the stretch. The 0-2 delivery. Breaking ball. Freezes Winston on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Rose City Baseball scores 3. They strand 2. We're headed to the bottom of the fourth. It's 7-6. The Colt 45's on top. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, home of the Colt 45s and the First Amendment, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off for the Colt 45s will be Kyle Norton. They'll be leading things off for the Colt 45s against Cy Sullivan, who is back out there for this bottom of the fourth inning. Kyle Norton is 0-for-2 tonight with two walks. Left-hand hitter facing off against the right-hander Sullivan. As Sullivan winds up and delivers a fastball up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. As Sullivan readies. Now comes set, winds up and delivers. Ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Henman, for ball two. Two balls and no strikes now. On the left-hand hitting, Kyle Norton, the 2-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike one. Two balls, one strike, nobody out here. Infield playing back. The 2-1 pitch from Sullivan is grounded. Chopper up the middle, gloved by the second baseman, who throws to first in time. That is Sone to Nisbet. A 4-3 putout for out number one. Norton is retired. That will bring up Sutter Moss playing second base tonight. Sutter Moss out of Colusa, California. Left-hand hitter, wide open stance. His back knee bent as the first pitch from Sullivan. It's a fastball that catches the outer half. Strike one. No balls and one strike. To the left-hand hitting Moss, Sullivan, the 0-1 delivery. Changeup up and away. For ball one. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch with one out. Misses low and away. Ball two. A 2-1 count on Moss. Catcher sets up inside. As that one's going to skip in the dirt and just miss Moss, who did a little happy dance to dodge that pitch. Not wanting to get nabbed on the ankle. Count moves to three balls and one strike. Sullivan winds up and delivers. Fastball on the outer half. Called strike two. Moss not swinging on that pitch. Now Sullivan, the payoff pitch with one out to the left-hand hitting Moss. Fastball misses way away. Four, ball four. Another walk issued to the Colt 45s. We'll bring up Carlos Camarena, who was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat, and then before that struck out swinging. He'll step into the box. A right-hand hitter taps the plate with his bat. Camarena on the year, coming into this game, was batting 206 with 8 RBIs. He watches a fastball on the inner half at the knees, called strike one. No balls and one strike with one out. The Rose City Baseball Club playing up the middle at double play depth. The fastball misses up and in for ball one. One ball and one strike as the Colt 45s looks like it is Thomas Canfield up in the pen. Quick pickoff attempt on over the first. Diving back is Moss in plenty of time. Moss on the year has 4 stolen bases. He was 1-for-2 last night in stolen base attempts. As he takes a lead there at first, about 3 steps off the bag. The 1-1 pitch from Sullivan is popped up on the infield. The first baseman drifting back. He'll settle under it and drift back and squeeze it at the last second for out number two. So Camarena pops out to the first baseman Nisbet. That will bring up Joel Caldern, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a walk. He came around to score both times. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. With two gone here and the runner on first, that is Sutter Moss. As this one's grounded toward the 5-6 hole. Shortstop gloves it on the backhand, throws the second for the force. Will not be in time as the second baseman, Sone, on the bag apparently dropped the ball. So everybody's going to be safe as Calderon reaches on a fielder's choice. And safe at second is Moss. After the second baseman, Sone, comes off the bag. Now Mark Hills, the coach, is going to come out to the field umpire and figure out exactly what happened. As it looked like the throw was sidearm from the 5-6 hole deep in the shortstop position over there in the rim of the outfield grass in front of the left fielder back behind where the third baseman plays. And a sidearm throw off balance to the second baseman, Sone, on the bag at second, was in the dirt. He gloved it with two hands and apparently could not hold on to it. So the nine hitter, Mason Cassingham, will come up to bat. He singled his last time up and then reached on the error in his first at bat. Left hand hitter, Hinman, sets up inside. This one's popped up. The third baseman giving chase toward the Colt 45's dugout. Will not get to it in time, evading the third baseman. Gillette was the in-the-hole hitter, Griffith Fenn, who was perched outside the dugout and then quickly scampered back in as Gillette, who's not a big guy, but Fenn doing his due diligence to get out of the way and not be called for any sort of interference as Cassingham looks out on that pop-up, but just barely stayed inside the infield, but Gillette not able to make a play on it. No balls and one strike with two outs, runners on first and second. The 0-1 pitch from Sullivan. Changeup misses away. The ball one. One ball and one strike. With two outs, Cassingham, left-hand hitter. Hinman sets up low and in. This one's fouled back to the screen and over for strike two. One ball and two strikes as that ball was fouled back into the park behind us. One ball and two strikes on Cassingham. Runners take their leads from first and second. The pitch to Cassingham is grounded up the middle and through. One runner is around to score, and Calderon will hold at second. It's now 8-6. The Colt 45s add a little bit of insurance here on the Mason Cassingham single up the middle. As coming around to score from second was Sutter Moss, who walked, and Calderon will hold at second. Cassingham at first will bring up the top of the order, and Colby Raphael, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a sacrifice fly, that scored Cassingham in his last at-bat. Raphael, right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Catcher Hinman sets up low and in as Raphael pops this one up, out of play, back beyond the first base dugout for strike one. No balls and one strike with two gone here. The Colt 45s have tacked on a run of insurance in this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. Sullivan comes set. The 0-1 delivery with two gone. Way inside for ball one. One ball and one strike on Raphael. Calderon at second, Cassingham at first, not being held on. The 1-1 pitch from Sullivan is hit in the air towards the right fielder. Charging in on it. He's not going to get that. That's going to land for a base hit around third. To score is Calderon. Actually, the throw from the right fielder is going to be in time. Calderon is thrown out at the plate. A great throw from the right fielder, Armand Lettier. It was right on the screws. Calderon looked like, thought he was going to be there in plenty of time. Slid anyway, but ended up being thrown out. So he is erased after the assist from the right fielder, Lettier. We're headed to the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to the Tiger Field in Redding, California. At least fair weather tonight is done. It will be a new lefty out there on the hill. 44-45's Thomas Canfield for Reese Fairweather. He went four innings of six-hit ball, allowing six runs, walked one, and struck out six. Thomas Canfield will come on in relief. Another southpaw, rocking the fastball changeup slider arsenal. So a fastball, off-speed, and breaking ball for Canfield, as he'll be working with an 8-6 lead. Reese Fairweather did not go five innings, so he will not qualify for the win should the Colt 45s hold on to the lead here and push through these final five innings, to put away the Rose City Baseball Club. But leading things off for the Rose City Baseball Club will be the right fielder, Armand Lettier, who threw out Joel Calderon trying to score last inning, as Canfield delivers a pitch for a ball. A 1-0 count now on Lettier. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Pitch from Canfield. Fastball misses up and away. That's ball two. Canfield will come set now. And delivers the 2-0. Fastball misses high. It's ball three. So Canfield has come into the game and delivered three straight balls that have all missed the zone. After Lettier retired the Colt 45s in the bottom half of the fourth, as he takes a called strike to make the count three balls and one strike. Canfield comes set. The 3-1 pitch is hit in the air towards the center fielder, Cassingham. Rafael, rather, and it's going to land in front of him for a base hit. Lettier will reach on a single to center field for a base hit. Folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you some live Colt 45's baseball on a Saturday night edition, where the lights have started to take full effect here at Tiger Field. It's great to have you with us. Canfield pitching out of the stretch with Lettier on first after his leadoff single, as Canfield delivers a fastball on the inner half at the knees for strike one. Canfield out of Weaverville, California, a left-hand pitcher, as he comes set and delivers the 0-1. A quick pitch, fastball misses. blown away. My apologies. That pitch will not count. Canfield apparently balked on the play, on the windup, rather. And moving to second base is Lettier after that balk. So an 0-1 count on the right-hand hitting Gillette, who takes a huge cut and a miss on a fastball. That's strike two. Now there's a runner in scoring position, and the tying run is at the plate. But the Colt 45s are working with an 8-6 lead here after they put up one run of insurance in the bottom of the fourth before the outfield assist from Armand Lettier ended things after they left two on base. Canfield comes set. The 0-2 delivery out of the stretch. Fastball swing and a miss from Gillette for out number one. So Gillette strikes out. We'll bring up Caden Hinman, the backstop tonight for Rose City. He's 1-for-2. He struck out looking and singled with one gone here. No double play in order with the runner on second. Canfield delivers a fastball on the inner half at the knees for strike one. Canfield gets a sign from Camarena. Camarena sets up away. Pitch from Canfield is popped foul out of play for strike two. No balls and two strikes on the right-hand hitting Hinman. Canfield comes set again. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball in the dirt, blocked by Camarena, gliding to his left. A fantastic job there from Camarena to keep that ball in front of him and keep Lettier from advancing. The Colt 45 infield playing at normal depth with a shortstop called Aaron Shaded a tad up the middle to hold on Lettier as much as possible. The 1-2 pitch from Canfield. It's hit in the air towards left fielder Cassingham. Charging in. It's going to land in shallow left center field around third. The throw in from Cassingham is going to be on a line and out at home plate is Armand Lettier getting a taste of his own medicine for out number two. After Hinman singles, he'll advance to second on the throw in from the left fielder, Mason Cassingham, with the outfield assist, as I said, giving Armand Lettier a taste of his own medicine to keep this ball game in 8-6 contest. As Hinman will now get a courtesy runner out there, as the wind has picked up here a bit at Tiger Field. But the Colt 45 still staying on top. With two gone now, runner at second yet again, Canfield delivers to the nine hitter, Owen Sone, who has struck out swinging twice tonight. So, Armand Lettier getting gunned down at home on the 7-2 outfield assist from Cassingham. As the 2-0 delivery from Canfield to the right-hand hitting Sone out of the stretch. Fastball check swing. No appeal, but called strike at the knees. The appeal from the home plate umpire was disregarded. He instead called it a strike as it was in at the knees on the inner half. The 2-1 pitch from lefty Canfield. Curveball over the plate on the inside corner at the knees for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second. That's Hinman's courtesy runner, Cooper Adams. Canfield delivers in the dirt. And it's going to hit Sone. He's going to get a free 90 feet as the ball bounced off of him up the third baseline a bit, and Tom Marina hopped on top of it. So the runners will, the runner Hinman will stay at second, which is not actually Hinman. Hinman singled to reach second on the throw-in from Cassingham. And then Cooper Adams came in to be the courtesy runner. So Sony reaches on a hit by pitch. And now Cesar Rodriguez, who was hit by a pitch in his previous at-bat, before that he has singled and struck out, will take one off the outside edge for ball one. Canfield, left-hand pitcher, delivers the 1-0. Fastball, back pick to first, will not be in time. An excellent pick there by Kyle Norton to put the tag on, but not in time. Diving back to the bag was Sone. The throw from Camarena was on a hop as the infield playing back behind the runner. Norton at first playing back behind the runner as Canfield delivers a breaking ball on the inside corner at the belt for strike one. Two balls and one strike. Runners take their leads from first and second. The 2-1 pitch from Canfield to the right-hand hitting Rodriguez. Camarena sets up inside, and the fastball misses inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike with two gone. Canfield peers in at Camarena. Comes set and delivers a 3-1 pitch with two outs. Fastball swing and a miss. The count fills at three balls and two strikes. With two outs, the tying run is over there at first base. One runner has been gunned down at home already. Canfield delivers a payoff pitch. Misses high and away. For ball four, that will load the bases. Rodriguez works a walk. That will bring up Brock Gilligan, the shortstop, who has walked, struck out, and doubled tonight. My apologies. Brock Gilligan has been hit by a pitch, grounded out and reached on an error, rather. Left-hand hitter. Pitch from Canfield. Misses high and in. Ball one. One ball and no strikes to the left-hand hitting Gilligan. Canfield comes set. Out of the windup, the 1-0 delivery is a fastball fouled back to the screen. Gilligan just got a piece of it. Able to get part of his barrel on it. One ball and one strike. Count all even here at Tiger Field as the lights have taken full effect. The tying run in scoring position at second base. Runners take their leads. The infield playing behind them. Canfield delivers the 1-1. Breaking ball is going to bounce off the wrist of Gilligan, and that will score a run. So everybody's going to advance 90 feet. And now Sone will be at third base, Rodriguez at second, and Gilligan at first. It's now 8-7 with two gone here in this top of the sixth. Top of the fifth, rather. With two outs here, Canfield working against this Rose City Baseball Club offense as Xavier Gilmore, the DH, will step into the box. Left-hand hitter, Camarena sets up low and in. Fastball is hit in the air. Back of third, foul and out of play. Betanco and Cassingham giving chase will not get to it as it lands beyond the third base dugout. A long strike one. As Canfield comes set now after getting a new baseball. The 0-1 delivery is wide. Camarena smothers it. He'll call time and trot out to the mound to talk things over with his pitcher. Pat him on the back and tell him to settle down a bit. As Canfield's command has been a little bit elusive this inning as he's issued a walk and two hit-by-pitches. And it was a single that started things before a strikeout and then another single. Then a hit-by-pitch, a walk, and another hit-by-pitch. So Canfield trying to settle down here as the 1-1 delivery with the bases loaded is hit in the air, out of play. A line shot out of play for strike two. One ball and two strikes on the left-hand hitting Xavier Gilmore. Canfield peering in at Camarena. Norton a couple steps off the line at first, playing back on the couple steps from the outfield grass. Camarena sets up high and in. And pitch is on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Xavier Gilmore is gone a-looking. Rose City Baseball scores one. They strand three. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth. It's 8-7 after 4.5. This is Casey and R. Shasta Redding. Come with the First Amendment, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Griffith Fenn leading things off here for the Colt 45s in this bottom of the fifth inning. After the Colt 45s left two on when Calderon was thrown out, attempting to score by the right fielder Armand Lettier with a sensational outfield assist. It was Joel Calderon being gunned down at home. As the Rose City Baseball Club has a new pitcher out there on the hill. It's going to be Cooper Adams. It's a first pitch to Griffith Fenn is fouled back over the screen for strike one. For Cy Sullivan, he went four innings, allowing seven hits, eight runs. He walked four and struck out two. A left-hander in Cooper Adams is up there on the hill from the third base side. He delivers a fastball way inside to even the count at one ball and one strike to the left-hand hitting Griffith Fenn. Adams delivers a breaking ball. He's going to miss inside for ball two. Now Adams comes set. Fenn readies the 2-1 pitch in this 8-7 ball game. Out of the windup, fastball misses high for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Fenn. Fenn working with a 3-1 count. Nobody out and nobody on. Infield playing back. The pitch from Adams is going to miss low and away. Hendon, the catcher, tried to frame it, but did not work as Fenn draws a walk. The fifth walk of the evening for the Colt 45s. And that will bring up McGuire Smith, the right fielder, who is 0 for 2 tonight, rather, with a sacrifice fly and a walk. Betanko is on deck Smith, a left-hand hitter. Finn takes his lead from first, about 2.5, 3 steps off the bag at first, being held on by Nisbet. The fastball misses low for ball one. 1-0 count on Smith. Peering in at Hinman is Adams as he comes set now. The 1-0 pitch to the left-hand Smith is grounded toward the shortstop. Charges, flips to second for one. The relay to first is not in time as the stretch by Nisbet is not enough. Finn is erased on the fielder's choice. But Smith will be safe at first for Noah Betanko, who's 1-for-3 tonight. He's got 2 singles, resulting in a total of 3 RBIs on the evening. Betanko, coming into this game, was batting .636, where 3 of his 7 hits have been doubles, and one of those 7 hits was also a home run. So most of his hits coming into this game were extra base hits, as this pitch is going to go right past the catcher all the way back to the screen, and advancing to second easily is McGuire Smith, so a runner in scoring position for Betanko. As he'll step back into the box. Smith now in scoring position. Betanko looking to get his 4th RBI of the game. Betanko's family is in attendance tonight. The 1-0 pitch from Adams is going to miss low. Make the count 2 balls and no strikes. Betanko had a homer last night, an absolute moonshot, a solo shot in the 8th that went over the netting out there. Betanko, a wide open stance on the right side. Fastball is hit in the air and over reaching shortstop and holding up at 3rd is Smith. Betanko with his 3rd hit of the evening will advance Smith to 3rd. Betanko's 3-for-4 tonight. His first evening spent in that cleanup position, doing his best to help this Colt 45 offense as they're only up by 1, looking to tack on some insurance runs here in this 8-7 ball game. With 1 out, the double play is in order, with the Rose City Baseball Club playing up the middle. Fastballs grounded toward the first base dugout and out of play. Strike 1. Kyle Norton, who has walked twice and grounded out tonight. The third baseman, Gunnar Gillette, playing in on the infield grass about 4 or 5 steps off the line. Should Kyle Norton go opposite field with one. This one's hit in the air toward left. The left fielder broke back and now charges in. Is not going to get to it. It's going to land for a base hit. Coming in to score is both Smith. Is Smith, rather, as Betanko moves up to second base. My apologies. So it's now 9-7. Betanko's going to be at second, and Kyle Norton on his single will be at first. So Norton now is 1-for-4 tonight. As Tudor Moss steps into the box, a left-hand hitter. The pitch from Adams is going to elude the mitt of Hinman and go back to the screen. Betanko advances to 3rd and Norton advances to 2nd. Runners on 2nd and 3rd now. 2 runners in scoring position. The Colt 45 is looking to load this game wide open yet again as Moss now working with a 1-0 count. As Cooper Adams, the left-hand pitcher, delivers a fastball that's fouled back over the screen and out of play for strike 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. With 1 out. No double play in order. The corner's playing a little bit in. A step or 2 off the infield grass. Shortstop shaded up the middle. The pitch from Adams is waved at, grounded toward the second baseman, who Sone charges, slips on over to first. Coming in to score is Betanko. It's now 10-7. Advancing to third on the ground ball out to the right side is Kyle Norton. A 4-3 put out retires Moss. That will bring up Carlos Camarena, who will step into the box on that right-hand side with the runner Kyle Norton on third. As Cooper Adams out of the stretch, glove at the hip from the third base side of the rubber, peers in at his catcher Henman, who sets up low and away. The pitch from Adams, fastballs, huge cut by Camarena's, foul back to the screen for strike one. Camarena on the night is 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Again, leading the Colt 45s in that category with 8 hit by pitches on the year. As Adams comes set, the 0-1 delivery, the fastball is hit in the air towards the left fielder. It will land for a base hit. Trotting in to score is Norton, and it's now 11-7 after Camarena has an RBI single. That is the third hit in this inning. Camarena will get Brock Fanconi out there to be the courtesy runner, as he'll get back into the dugout to strap on the catcher's gear for the bottom half, the top half of the sixth, rather. It will now be Joel Calderon to the plate, who is 1-for-2 with a walk and reached on a fielder's choice. So solid plate night at the plate for Calderon as he takes the ball. Now Adams comes set and delivers. Fastball off the plate for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Cassingham is on deck. Right-hand hitter. The 2-0 pitch from the lefty Adams is a fastball swing and a miss by Calderon. Dancing off the bag at first is Brock Fanconi, the pinch runner, courtesy runner rather, for Camarena. Adams comes set, delivers the 2-1 as a fastball catches the outer half at the knees, called strike two by the home plate umpire. Cassingham, a switch hitter, prepared to bat right against the lefty. The 2-2 pitch from Adams. Curveball misses wide. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. The Colt 45s have 5 walks in this ballgame. Adams comes set, checks Fanconi back at first. The payoff pitch is in the dirt, and Calderon works a walk. His second walk of the evening, as Mason Cassingham will step into the box now. Switch hitter batting right with the left hand throwing Cooper Adams, who came on in relief for this bottom of the fifth inning in relief of tonight's starting pitcher for Rose City Baseball Club, Cy Sullivan. The first pitch from Adams is a fastball on the outer half at the knees for strike one. No balls and one strike on Cassingham, who readjusts his batting gloves, now steps back into the box. Pitch from Adams. It's a fastball wide to even the count at 1-1. Cassingham ready, from the right-hand batter's box. Waves his wood back and forth. Adams out of the stretch. Fastball swing and a miss from Cassingham. Way too early on that fastball. As Calderon, dancing off the bag at first, is not being held on, so he's able to take a big lead with the first baseman Nisbet playing behind him. The second baseman Sone shaded up the middle, 3 or 4 steps off the bag at second. The 1-2 delivery from the southpaw Adams. Fastball swing and a miss. He gets Cassingham off balance to retire the side. The Colt 45s tack on 3 additional runs of insurance, but they strand 2. It's 11-7 after 5. We're headed to the top of the 6th. Tonight's game is sponsored by KCNR, Shasta Redding, home of Colt 45's baseball and the First Amendment, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com, where our broadcasts we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thank you again for tuning into KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Back out there on the hill will be Thomas Canfield for his second inning of work. He allowed one run on two hits, but made Rose City Baseball look loaded last inning as he comes set to deliver against the cleanup hitter, Alex Nisbet, who is swinging on the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike to the cleanup hitter, Nisbet, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a home run that scored three, the three-run shot in the top of the first, which seems so long ago now as we're in this top of the sixth inning as Fairweather delivers a ball outside for ball one. He comes set now and winds up to deliver the 1-1 pitch. Check swing, called a strike on the inner half at the knees. 1-2 count now on Nisbet. As the Colt 45s have some activity up in the bullpen. Canfield delivers a breaking ball way up and away for ball two. Two balls and two strikes now. Canfield comes set, third base out of the rubber, winds up and delivers the 2-2. Is going to be low and inside, fills the count at three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch out of the windup from Canfield. Fastball's hit in the air for fail, gets a beat on it, should be playable. He'll shift over toward right center field. 20 feet or so in front of the track, in front of that 370 mark out there, will squeeze it for out number one. A loud out from Nisbet will bring up Cole Winston, left-hand hitter. As Canfield will get the ball back in. Left-hand hitter. Canfield winds up and delivers, coming around a bunt is Winston, but pulling back. Called strike one. So, in a one count on Winston. Even stance as Rose City Baseball also has somebody up in their bullpen. Tom Reyna sets up outside. This one's grounded. Back to Canfield, who gloves. Can't glove it cleanly. Betanco backing up the play. Bare hands, throws the first, will not be in time. And Winston is aboard. So Winston will be being held on by Kyle Norton. The infield shifts up the middle to turn a double play. After Winston reaches, and a fastball on the outside half at the knees for strike one. 0-1 count. Canfield pitching out of the stretch with the runner on. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses high and away. The ball one. One ball and one strike with one out. The Colt 45 is looking to turn two and get out of the inning. The 1-1 pitch from Canfield. Fastball's fouled back to the screen for strike two. Canfield has gone 1 1/3 on in relief of Reese Fairweather. As Aaron Wood is out there in the bullpen warming up, along with another arm, should Canfield get into a jam. The 1-2 pitch from the southpaw, he checks the runner back at first. Check swing, doesn't matter, ring him up. Strike three called. Lettier is down on strikes. That will bring up Connor Gillette. It's the second K of the evening. Third K, rather, for Canfield. Now with two gone here, runner on first will bring up number 30, Gunnar Gillette, the third baseman. Right-hand hitter, even stance, but slightly open, even in the box. This one's hit in the air towards the center fielder, Rafael, who gets a beat on it, charges in, and will squeeze it for out number three. So the Rose City Baseball Club friends won. They score none. It's 11-7 after 5.5. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's game is sponsored by KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. Colby Rafael led things off for this top of the sixth, and he hit one in the air toward right where it was squeezed for the out by Lettier. And just as we welcome you all back, Griffith Finn popped one into shallow center field. The shortstop and second baseman were converging on it with the center fielder Rodriguez. They were all converging and ended up falling for a base hit as Griffith Finn slammed his bat down in frustration as he trotted to first. So Finn will actually be safe at first as that ball landed for a base hit, and McGuire Smith comes to the plate. This ball's not able to be picked cleanly by the catcher as the pitcher's outside in the dirt. And advancing to second now is Griffith Finn on what I imagine will be ruled a stolen base. No throw from the catcher Hinman. It kicked away in front of him. In his second inning of relief work, it's Cooper Adams, the southpaw, back out there on the hill. Finn dancing off the bag at second, takes a huge secondary lead, almost gets halfway to third. The Colt 45's last inning got three hits and three runs to tack on a little bit of insurance as the 2-0 delivery from Adams with Finn in scoring position. Fastball's hit in the air towards the center fielder, chasing back over his head. Will not get to it. It's going to go all the way almost to the wall. It's relayed back in. Finn around third, and the throw in from the catch to the catcher will not be in time as Finn comes around to score standing up. And into second base with a double is McGuire Smith. And now Noah Betanco will come up to the plate. 3-for-4 tonight with 3 RBIs. Right-hand hitter facing off against the left-hand throwing Cooper Adams, a southpaw. Betanco does a signature check swing. The infield shifted through the third base side of the first pitch. Misses high and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes on the right-hand hitting Betanco. With one out, Smith takes his lead from second. Adams out of the stretch, checks Smith back at second. The 1-0 pitch to Betanco is a fastball. Misses wide of the plate. That's going to be scored a wild pitch. Smith will advance to third. And now an additional run is only 90 feet away with one out. So Rose City Baseball Club will move the corners in as Betanco looks to add to his RBI total on the night. Adams comes set. The 2-0 delivery to Betanco. Fastball swing and a miss. Betanco couldn't catch up to it. Blows it by him. For strike one. 2-1 count with one out. It's 12-7. Smith dancing off the bag at third. Adams, the southpaw, comes set. Delivers the 2-1 pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Hinman. 3 balls and 1 strike. In this bottom of the 6th inning, Betanco calls time. He'll step out of the box now. Regather himself for this 3-1 hitter's count as Adams has to throw a strike here. Betanco steps back in. The delivery from Adams catches, my apologies, misses the outside corner. And Betanco works a walk. And that will bring up Kyle Norton, the first baseman, who has walked twice and singled. And he later came around to score. He'll step into the box from that left side. Wave the bat back and forth a couple times as runners take their leads from the corners. Double play in order. Rose City Baseball has the middle infielders shading up towards second. Looking to turn a double play with anything on the ground. Norton, left-hand hitter. Adams' pickoff attempt was not in time. Now delivers toward home. A strike on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. The 0-1 delivery out of the stretch from Adams. Fastball misses wide. 1 ball and 1 strike. One ball, one strike. And Adams will pick off attempt on over the first. Not in time. Betanco back standing up safely. Count remains 1 ball and 1 strike with one out. Catcher Hinman sets up low and in. Ball in the dirt. Blocked by Hinman to keep it 2-1. Keep the count 2-1 and keep Betanko at first. That's the 2-1 pitch from Adams. Betanko not running. It's fouled back to the screen. For strike two. Two balls and two strikes with one gone. The 2-2 delivery from Adams is waved at and tapped up the third baseline foul. Count remains two balls and two strikes. Left hand hitting, Kyle Norton. As the pitch from Adams misses high and away to fill the count at three balls and two strikes with one out. This one's pitched by Adams is fouled. My apologies, popped up in the air toward right. And the right fielder will get under it and squeeze it for out number two, and the runners will hold. So what looked like a pop-up on the infield ends up being a routine fly ball to the right fielder, Lettier. That will bring up Sutter Moss. Betanko still at first, and still at third. The wide open stance, left-hand hitter Moss steps into the box, and Betanko draws a pickoff attempt. He dives back to the back. As there's two gone here, 12-7, the Colt 45's on top. The pitch from Adams misses wide for ball one. Moss on the evening is 0-4 with a walk. Catcher Hinman sets up low and in. The 1-0 delivery from Adams is low and away, ball two. Catcher couldn't hold on to it, squeaked away from him for a second, but he was able to recover. Count now, two balls and no strikes. Hinman sets up low and away. And that's exactly where that pitch is, low and away again, ball three. Moss having the advantage here against the lefty Adams in this left-on-left matchup. The 3-0 pitch popped up, back up over the screen, and over the first base dugout. That'll be strike one on Moss. As that one went into the parking lot. 3-1 pitch with two outs. Out of the stretch from Adams. Fastball swung on in the air. That's one's going to go all the way to the right center field gap and to the wall. One run will score. Around third is Betanko. He's headed home. The cutoff will not be in time. The throw into third will also not be in time. And diving in head first is Sutter Moss with a triple. It's now 14-7 as Smith and Betanko both came around to score. And now in at third base with a head first slide is Sutter Moss as Carlos Camarena will come up to the plate. That ball was smoked on a line shot all the way out to the 370 mark out there. As this game has been wide open now by the Colt 45s, Mark Hills will walk out to the mound and have a meeting out there with his pitcher. As Cooper Adams is just trying to get this final out of the inning and retire the side to get the Rose City Baseball Club back up there for some offense in the top of the seventh. Will now be Carlos Camarena stepping up to the plate with two gone and Sutter Moss dancing off the bag at third, only 90 feet away. Pitch from Adams. Fastball is popped up foul out of play. for strike one. 0-1 count with two outs. Camarena on the evening is 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch. Adams comes out and delivers a fastball. And at the knees on the outer half, a called strike two. The Colt 45s have put up 15 runs in the first game of the series, 14 last night, and now they've scored 14 tonight. The 0-2 delivery out of the stretch from Adams bounces it and blocked by Hinman for ball one. One ball and two strikes. On Camarena. And Adams wants a new baseball. He'll get it from the umpire. Walk up the back of the hill and rub it up a bit before stepping back on the hill. The 1-2 pitch from Adams. Fastball is hit in the air. Popped up on the infield. The second baseman will get under it. Playable. He'll squeeze it for out number three. So the Colt 45s pick up three more runs. They leave one. It is 14-7. The Colt 45s on top. We're at the top of the seventh. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, home of the First Amendment, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DeMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Thomas Canfield back out there for his third inning of work. He'll be facing off against Hinman, Sone, and then the top of the order, Cesar Rodriguez. As the Colt 45s stranded one and tacked on three more last inning after the two RBI triple from Sutter Moss that went all the way to the right center gap, as the Colt 45 defense concludes their warm-ups and Canfield comes set to deliver to Camarena, who now gets his gear strapped on all the way after he was the last out of the inning. He'll make his throw down to second and we'll get things started here as number six, Caden Hinman, steps to the plate. Right-hand hitter and even stance Canfield. Southpaw working out of the windup with nobody on. The infield playing at normal depth, outfield playing straight up. As Canfield winds up and delivers, first pitch is fouled back to the screen for strike one. In this top of the seventh inning, it's 14-7. The Colt 45s on top. Canfield delivers the 0-1 to the right-hand hitting Hinman. Fastball inside for ball one. One-one count. Canfield coming set. Camarena sets up outside. The 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner for strike two. Canfield peering in at Camarena. The 1-2 pitch from Canfield. Fastball low and away, blocked by Camarena. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Canfield coming set for third base out of the rubber. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Henman not looking to buy anything. He says, no thanks, I'm just looking. He's down on strikes. A backward K there for Canfield. It's his fourth of the night and his third strikeout that he sent them back looking. And we'll bring up Owen Sone, the second baseman tonight, batting right, as Canfield comes set and delivers a changeup off the outside edge for ball one. One ball and no strikes is one out. Canfield still at normal depth. The 1-0 delivery from Canfield is swung on and grounded foul toward the first base dugout for strike one. One ball and one strike. Canfield peers in, gets a sign, now comes set. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Sone. Four, strike two. One ball and two strikes on Sone. Canfield comes set. The 1-2 pitch is up and away, ball two. Count. Canfield peering in at Camarena. Camarena gives him the sign. Now Camarena will set up low and away. The pitcher Canfield is hit on a line shot right to Noah Betanco at third base. That's why they call it the hot corner, folks. He'll squeeze it for out number two, drifting ever so slightly to his left. And that will bring up the top of the order with two gone here in this top of the seventh inning. Will be Cesar Rodriguez. Right-hand hitter. Who watches a fastball miss low and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Canfield still remaining at normal depth as Canfield misses wide of the plate. Comrade unable to even glove it. Goes all the way back to the screen, but nobody on, so it does not matter. Two balls and no strikes. Folks, if you're just tuning in, it's a 2-0 count on Cesar Rodriguez, the top of the order. Thomas Canfield has come on in relief in this 14-7 ball game with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Swing and a miss from Rodriguez for strike one. A 2-1 count now with two outs. 14-7, I'm Jacob Green, bringing you some Colt 45s baseball on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. The 2-1 pitch from Canfield, waved at a breaking ball, swing, and a miss for strike two. Canfield will climb back up on the hill. Third base side of the rubber, peers in at Camarena, gets his sign, now comes set. And delivers the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Cesar Rodriguez is down on strikes. Canfield, 1-2-3, go the Rose City Baseball Club. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field. It's 14-7 after 6.5. You're listening to KCNR's Cast Reading, 96.5, 1460 AM. Or online at 1460, KCNR1460.com, home of the First Amendment.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Rock Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Technical in Reading, California. Leading things off for the Colt 45s will be Joel Aaron, and he'll take one outside for ball one as the 1-0 delivery from Cooper Adams in his third inning of work is now going to miss inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on the 45's shortstop for the evening. It's a breaking ball, misses up and away for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Pitch from Adams out of the windup. Fastball on the inside corner at the knees. A called strike one. The windup. Fastball swing and a miss from called Aaron. Fastball blows it by him. Fills the count now at three balls and two strikes. Calderon steps back into the box, slightly upward stance from that right side. Adams winds up the 3-2 delivery in the dirt. Calderon started taking off his skid before that pitch even came in. And Calderon will work his second walk of the night. And Mason Cassingham will come up to bat now. Right hand, switch hitter batting right, rather. He'll step into the box as the wind gets a little gusty here at Tiger Field. As the pitch from Adams is in the dirt inside for ball one. Castingham now sits back into the box after readjusting his batting gloves. Adams out of the stretch, the 1-0. Fastball misses low and in again for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on the 45's left fielder, who had an incredible outfield assist in the sixth inning. Fifth inning, rather. He'll step out of the box and swing the bat back and forth a little bit as Adams comes set to deliver the 3-0. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you some live Colt 45s baseball here at Tiger Field, where the lights have taken full effect. It's great to have you with us on a Saturday night edition of baseball. Count now 3-1 on Cassingham after he fouled that pitch back to the screen. Adams winds up and delivers a 3-1. Fastball is popped up back behind the plate. The catcher giving chase, and it will land into the crowd. Fans ducking out of the way. It's off the bleachers. Caroms back to a fan who makes a fantastic catch to squeeze the souvenir. That will fill the count at 3-2. Count fills as Adams comes set the payoff pitch to Cassingham. Swing and a miss. Cassingham chases it for out number one. And now it'll be the top of the order in Colby Raphael, playing center field tonight. He is 2-4-5. 2-4 with a sacrifice fly. As he hits one in the air towards right. Right fielder giving chase to the track. And it's going to go beyond him. It's going to bounce over the wall for a ground rule double. Just to the left of that 310 mark, the right fielder, Lettier, giving chase. It landed in front of him. He tried to play it on a bounce, but it went over his glove and over the yellow wall out there near the paint mark advertisement. And now it'll be runners at second and third with one gone here after the walk from Calderon. So he'll be at third. And Raphael ground rule doubles as the first pitch to Griffith. Finn misses high and in for ball one. Finn tonight is 3-4-4, and he's reached on an error and has a walk and a stolen base as a fastball catches the outside corner at the belt to even the count up at 1-1. Adams comes set. The 1-1 delivery is a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. 1-2. Finn steps out. Now steps back in. Readjusts himself. Now steps back in. The 1-2 pitch from Adams is bounces it. Swing and a miss by Finn. The catcher can't find the ball. Now we'll throw down to first. Wide of the bag. The stretch by Nisbet keeps his foot on the bag as he reached way over into foul territory to glove that. Calderon and Raphael stay at third and second respectively as Finn is retired on a swing and miss strikeout for the second out of the inning, and that will bring up McGuire Smith to the plate. We'll have a little meeting with Bob Anderson as the umpire taking a bit of a breather as looks like he got knocked by something. I'm not sure if it was the bat by Finn or if the ball went off of him. I think in all the confusion with the ball bouncing in the dirt in front of the plate, Finn swinging and missing, it caromed off the catcher's glove and off a sensitive part of the umpire, who needed to take a second to take a breather before resuming things here as he tells Adams he's good to go. And the first pitch from Adams to Smith, left-hand hitter, is off the plate outside for ball one. Smith on the evening is 1-3. He's reached on a fielder's choice and had a sacrifice fly. 1-0 delivery from Adams. Fastball is hit in the air towards center field. Center fielder giving chase. Playable. He'll get under it, drift back, and squeeze it for out number three. So finally an efficient inning for Rose City Baseball as they were looking for something like that. We're headed to the bottom of the seventh. The top of the eighth, rather. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, home of the First Amendment, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com, where through our broadcast, we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thank you again for tuning in to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNR1460.com.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Coming on in relief is the right-hand throwing Aaron Wood, who delivers a first-pitch breaking ball high to Gilligan, the shortstop. Yes. Now, strike in there. 1-1 delivery from Wood. It's going to be on the outside corner. Strike two. Wood on the year. 6 games out of Shasta College. He's pitched 9 2/3 innings this year. He's got a 2.79 ERA. The 1-2 delivery is swung on in the air. Should be playable for Cassingham charging in. He'll go into a dive and drops it as he hits the ground. And holding at first is Gilligan. As Brock Gilligan will be aboard. The leadoff man is aboard, rather. On what will be scored in E7, I assume. And that will bring up Xavier Gilmore, the designated hitter. Gilmore has struck out twice, walked in double tonight. As the left hand hitting Gilmore fouls that one back to the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike as Wood comes set, glove at his belt, out of the stretch, the 0-1 delivery. Back pick to first by Camarena is not going to be in time. Norton smothering the throw down that he had to pick, but not quite in time. Camarena trying to keep the speedy Gilligan close. Gilligan takes his lead. Colt 45 is playing a double play depth. Gilligan not running as a throw from Wood is on the outside corner of the knees, called strike two. Wood comes set again. The 1-2 pitch to the left-handed hitter. The curveball misses up and in, ball two. Heck of a breaking pitch there that went from the outer half all the way in on the hands. Trying to tie Gilmore up there. But Xavier Gilmore not biting. As the 2-2 pitch, fastball is poked at and tapped foul up the third baseline. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. as Wood gets a new baseball. Gilligan over there at first. He's on an island. Not wanting to get stranded. And Xavier Gilmore not wanting to head into a double play as pitch from Wood is grounded toward the first base of Norton. Charging, throws to second for one. The relay to first will not be in time. Wood was over there to cover, but Gilligan is erased on a fielder's choice. And Gilmore will reach on said fielder's choice. It will bring up the first baseman, Alex Nisbet, who is 1-for-3 tonight. He reached on an error. He had that home run in the first inning. Wide open stance, right in hitter deep in the box. Wood delivers breaking ball way up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes with one out. And Nisbet is going to be hit by that pitch, so he'll actually get a free base here. And now Gilmore will be at second and Nisbet at first. It'll bring up the lefty Cole Winston. The close stance from that left-hand batter's box. And this right-on-left matchup with one out. Cole 45 is searching for a double play here as Wood checks the runner back at second. Now delivers a breaking ball. Swing and miss. For strike one. Cole Winston not able to get a piece of that one. Caught off balance there. As Wood, glove up by his shoulder, bending down, peering in at Conlin, and now comes set. First base side of the rubber. Checks the runner back at second. Now delivers. Swing and a miss. Blows a fastball by him for strike two. That's Gilmore over there at second and Nisbet at first. Infield playing behind the runners. The 0-2 pitch from Wood out of the stretch. Fastball swing and a miss. Ding, ding, ding. That's the tardy bell. Cole Winston is down on strikes for out number two. That will bring up Armand Lettier, the right fielder. He'll step into the box from the right-hand side, an open stance up in the box. As Wood now comes set and delivers. Fastball. That kicks away from Camarena momentarily, but he quickly recovers, pounces on it. That'll be called ball one as it was just off the plate and above the belt. 1-0 count now. Wood peering in. Now comes set. The 1-0 delivery is a fastball fouled into the glove of Camarena for strike one. One ball, one strike with two gone. It's 14-7. The Colt 45s on top of the Rose City Baseball Club. Wood comes set. Out of the stretch, delivers a breaking ball on the outside corner and at the knees. Are called strike two. A 1-2 count now. Runners take their leads from first and second. That's Nisbet from first and Gilmore from second. Wood checks Gilmore back at second. Now delivers the 1-2 pitch. Fastball in the dirt. Blocked by Camarena. The runners will advance as it kicks away toward the first base dugout from Camarena. And a little bit more pressure here on Aaron Wood, who has come on in relief of Canfield. Canfield went three, allowed three hits and one run. He walked one and struck out five, narrowly matching Fairweather's numbers. Pitch from Canfield is swung on, hit in the air, popped up near second base, playable for Sutter Moss, who will get under it and squeeze it for out number three. So Rose City Baseball threatens but does not score. We're headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 14-7. The Colt 45 is on top. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, home of the First Amendment, where through our broadcast we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thank you again for tuning in to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Noah Baytonko leading things off as he gets a ball high and inside and now waves at one off the outside edge for strike one. An even count here on the cleanup hitter, who is 3 for 5 tonight with a walk. As Adams back out there, the southpaw comes set and delivers a 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on in the air towards right, playable. Right field, Lettier. Stumbles for a second, now drifts back and catches it for out number one. He is drifting over toward the right field line from where he was playing straight up in right field. Stumbled a bit, then had to regather himself, take a couple steps back over his right shoulder, and then squeezed it for out number one. Now it'll be Kyle Norton coming to the plate, playing for Oregon Tech this coming fall. As Adams delivers a fastball, it's swung on in the air toward the left fielder. It goes into a dive, a slide rather, and will quickly catch the sinking line drive for out number two. Kyle Norton hit that one on the screws, but virtually right at the left fielder, Cole Winston, who made an excellent sliding grab. So four pitches and two outs suddenly for Sutter Moss, who is 1 for 5 tonight with a walk, but he had that 2 RBI triple that electrified this stadium. As the 1-0 delivery from the southpaw Adams is low and away for ball two. Fastball was the first pitch in the at-bat that missed wide of the plate. Now peering in, the 2-0 pitch from Adams. Fastball catches the inside corner at the knees for strike one. Two balls and one strike. Moss will call time and step out of the box. Now Moss regathers himself and steps back in. Adams peering in, winds up and delivers the 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. It's the bottom of the eighth, 14-7. Colt 45's on top. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses low, blocked by Henman, the catcher. Excellent block there. Count fills, 3 balls and 2 strikes as Adams comes set and the payoff pitch. Fastball off the plate outside. Good take there by Moss and he'll work his second walk of the night. And now it will be Carlos Camarena to the plate. After Moss draws another walk for the Colt 45s. They've walked a lot tonight. In addition to 3 or 4 hit by pitches, they have 9 walks on the evening. And the right-hand hitting Carlos Camarena will step into the box, wide open stance. Adams delivers out of the stretch. This one's swung on grounded toward the third baseman. Gloves and throws on over to first. The stretch by Nisbet. And in time, a 5-3 put out the third baseman, Gunnar Gillette, to the first baseman, Alex Nisbet, in time. And it is 14-7. The Colt 45s threaten, but do not score. They leave one. And we're headed to the top of the ninth. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And online at KCNR1460.com, home of Colt 45's baseball and the First Amendment.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tankersfield in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. It's the top of the ninth inning, and it's going to be Aaron Wood in his second inning of work, facing off against the third baseman, Gunnar Gillette, who had a nice play to end the inning in the bottom half as he takes a fastball inside for ball one. And at the belt, but a hair inside. As Wood, the righty, winds up and delivers a fastball low and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Fairweather went four, Canfield went three, and Aaron Wood now in his second inning of work as he delivers the 2-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt blocked by Camarena. Excellent play yet again from the backstop. The count is now 3-0. Colt 45 is putting 14 runs on the board for the third straight game as a breaking pitch misses way upstairs. And Gillette works a four-pitch leadoff walk. That will bring up Taden Hindman, the catcher. Right-hand hitter, Taden Hindman, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Kyle Norton playing back the runner at first. That's Gillette who walked. First pitch is way upstairs, Camarena coming out of his crouch, to receive it for ball one. And Wood wants to do baseball and gets his wish. See, comes set, peering in, third base side of the rubber. Now comes set, the 1-0 delivery to the right-hand hitter. Hindman is inside for ball two. Six pitches and six balls in this top of the ninth. Just over the 3-hour mark here. The 2-0 delivery is upstairs for ball three. Wood having a little bit of trouble with his command after struggling just a bit in the top of the eighth. Now struggling here in the top of the ninth. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt. Another four-pitch walk. And now traffic on the bases. And it will be Julius King pinch hitting for Owen Soane in this top of the ninth inning. Julius King, a couple of nights ago, was a pinch hitter. And in the ninth inning, ended up hitting a solo shot. You'd hate to see that here, as that would suddenly make the game a lot more interesting and give Rose City Baseball a little bit of momentum, as they would then only be down by four. So after the Colt 45s have put up three runs in four different innings in this ball game, the Colt 45s and the right-hand pitcher Alex Wood looking to get out of the jam and close out this ball game here on a beautiful Saturday night for baseball at Tiger Field. Julius King, big right-hand hitter, slightly open stance, even in the box. The first pitch from Wood is swung on and missed. High cheese inside and on the hands for strike one. After a little chat from the pitching coach and his catcher, Camarena, Wood looks to settle down as he delivers another strike on the inner half for strike two. As the infield playing up the middle, second baseman Moss shading more toward the bag. The 0-2 delivery, fastball misses low. One ball and two strikes on King. Wood comes set, 1-2 pitch. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. Count remains, one ball and two strikes. King readies. Now Wood, glove at the belt, comes set, the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Ball two, trying to get King to chase, but King will not bite. I expect Wood to come back here with something off speed. Wood gets a sign, comes set. First base out of the rubber, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, check swing didn't go. The throw on down to first is past Kyle Norton and into right field. Recovering the throw is right fielder Smith, as both runners will advance to second and third. Now there's no double play in order after the back pick from Carlos Camarena, tonight's backstop. It's about his fourth back pick of the evening. And now the Colt 45s just looking to get the first out of this top of the ninth, looking to avoid an even bigger mess here as a fastball draws a check swing from King, and he goes down on strike swinging. That's out number one, the second strikeout of the evening for Aaron Wood. And his second swinging strikeout. That'll be the top of the order now. It'll be Gio Avalar, who was the catcher the last two nights. He'll step into the box, right-hand hitter, and he pops one foul over the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike. Runners on second and third, though, so both runners are in scoring position. The 0-1 delivery pops up toward right field. Second baseman Moss drifting out. He'll squeeze it, and both runners will hold. That's out number two on the pop out to the second baseman, Sutter Moss, who was not called off by McGuire Smith, the right fielder, who was also charging in and losing his cap in the process. Two gone here. The Rose City Baseball Club down to their final out for the shortstop, Brock Gilligan, who is 0 for 1 tonight. He's reached on two errors and hit by a pitch twice. 0 for 3, rather, with two hit by pitches and reached on an error twice. Two gone here. So he takes a ball off the outside edge for ball one. Now coming set is Wood and delivers a fastball, misses high for ball two. A 2-0 count yet again. Wood peering in at Camarena. Camarena relays the sign. Now sets up low and away. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Two walks issued here by Wood. He comes set. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball's popped up into the crowd on the third base side, and it will plunk off a couple of seats. And a fan will play the carom and give it to a kid. Count now, 2-2. Rose City Baseball Club down to their final strike. Wood peering in. Now comes set. First base side of the rubber. The 2-2 pitch. fastball is hit in the air toward left field line. Betanco and Cassigan giving chase will not get it. It will land out of play. And we'll run it back. Count remains 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. With two outs, Rose City Baseball Club down to their final strike and their final out. The 2-2 pitch from Wood is a check swing. Didn't go. Actually foul tipped by Gilligan, the shortstop. And now, 2-2. Wood comes set, delivers the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, low and away. A fantastic take there from Gilligan. Will make the count 3-2. In an epic battle here with Wood looking to end things. The payoff pitch with the runners going. Fastball is popped back over the screen and right over my head. Count remains full as the bat girl will bring some new baseballs out to the home plate umpire. And what has turned into a 9-pitch at bat. A 7-pitch at bat, rather. The pitch from Wood. Fastballs grounded up the middle. And the shortstop called Aaron charging back of the bag at second. Throws the first in time for the out. A 6-3 put out ends the ball game. The Colt 45s win this one by a score of 14-7. And what was a 3-hour and 15-minute contest. We'll see you back out here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The final score from Tiger Field in Reading. Final score, Colt 45s 14, Rose City Baseball 7. I'm Jacob Green with KCNR, Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Saying special thanks to all our listeners and special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio. Thank you and good night.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Some within your own party are wondering if President Biden should even step aside. What do you say to that?
Yes, there was a slow start, but it was a strong finish. Joe Biden is extraordinarily strong. People can debate on style points, but ultimately this election and who is the president of the United States has to be about substance.
That is the vice president's scramble to go with Anderson Cooper last night after that hideous debate by the president. He doesn't really like her too much. The Jill hates her. They never don't really bond. She hasn't really done much. Her approval rating is at 36%, and that's the conundrum. They said pick a young minority. We'll make them the next president. You'd be a bridge president. Nobody thought he was this bad. I never thought he was strong. Nobody thought he was this bad. And then yesterday, just on display for everybody to see over the course of an hour and a half. And I couldn't believe when there was a half hour left, I thought to myself, I mean, they're going to just end this early. And then when they came back for final statements, I'm wondering what else could Joe Biden have gotten? Now, think about this. Everything that he wanted, he got. So Trump didn't even say, well, you know, I was a great negotiator and I got him to give in. He said, no, I said anytime, anywhere, when they offered me these two debates, I just took them. Okay. So let's look at what Biden got. He picked the venue. He picked the city. He picked the network. He picked the moderators. He picked the mic rules. He picked the times on speeches and rebuttals. He locked out the audience. He locked out reporters. He picked his side of the stage. He got 10 days off. We did not see him even on a bike. We didn't get a still picture of him working on something else. All the prep and all the rules. And still, he fell flat on his face. He got his January 6th topic. He got abortion as a topic. He was able to talk about global warming, these things he's rated high on. And he blew it. And President Trump was perfectly happy to talk about getting out of the Paris Climate Accord. Perfectly happy to talk about abortion. I returned it to the States. Perfectly happy to push him into getting onto the last trimester. Did it. And then, while talking about abortion, this president parries, yes, to the death of an innocent American at the hands of an illegal immigrant. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He also got personal, called Trump a liar, called him a whiner, called him the worst president ever. Okay, keep it classy. And then when it came to golf, I'll golf against you. I'll golf against you if you carry your own bag. Do we have that golf cut, Eric, the one where they went back and forth? This, and I put this out, I don't even know if they did this. They asked me to live tweet and send emails on the air on FoxNews.com, but I said, this is the most bizarre moment in the history of debates. Everything about it is crazy. Listen.
I took physical exams every year, and, you know, we knock on wood wherever we may have wood, that I'm in very good health. I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way, and I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
You can see he is 6'5" and only 223 pounds, or 235 pounds. Well, you said 6'4", 200. Well, anyway, that's what you're... Anyway, just take a look at what he says he is, and take a look at what he is. Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest.
We just pause that 1 second.
Kareem, I got my handicap, so, which went up.
So what is he even referring to? Is he referring to the fact that when he got his weight and measures, I think one of the years when he was president, they said he was 6'3", 240 pounds. Ronnie Jackson did, and it was a big debate. Is that what he thought he was going to score points on? I don't even know. Do you know?
I wish I could give you a clear answer. I have no idea.
Okay. So then, like, again, he didn't even know how to keep up with it. We continue.
Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie. He's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8. But I have, you know, I mean, I've
seen you swing. I know you swing.
Let's
not act like children.
You are a child.
You know it's bad when Trump is telling you not to act like a child. Like, you know you've just gone off the ledge.
Right, because I've seen you hit a ball. You know, the biggest lie yet is 6 handicap. I'm an 8. I'm an 8 handicap. Okay.
Couldn't even remember.
Right. Then first, but he just backed up right away. I'm an 8. I've seen you swing. If you carry your own bag, I'll play you. Fascinating.
As if Biden could carry his own bag. He couldn't even walk the 18
miles. Right. You're going to be kidding. Yeah. Is he going to carry his bag? I mean, come on. What are we even talking about? Who carries their bag anyway? Unless you're in the PGA, I think your caddy does it. Your caddy carries it.
Yeah, you have the cart.
Yeah, you have a cart. My own club. But that, to me, it was the craziest. That was the craziest one. I go, what am I watching? What am I watching?
No, I agree with you. But all of it, I think, like most of America, you just felt sad watching, like frustrated, but you just, like, you. Why are they letting him out there? You feel bad watching an elderly man be put out there like this.
So I will say this. I think the money, you think the money poured in for Trump after the conviction, it is really pouring in now.
Have they put out numbers? Because I haven't seen anything released yet.
No, but they say, oh, money's coming into the Democratic thing. I don't think so. And Ken Ackman came out, and he was the guy who was for DeSantis, and he said, basically, time to pour your money into Trump. He's going to win. He's going to be more experienced. He's going to have better people this time. Wow. That's what a lot of people have been saying. And I didn't ask Mark specifically. They want to put him on the spot. But Mark said he was a great president, but the time's done. He can't win. Obviously, he feels differently now. And he's in contact with the foreign president. They're going back and forth because Mark writes a column, but he's not out there to blow up any candidate or tell any candidate if they do something wrong. And that drove Trump nuts. It's like, why are you writing for the Washington Post, number one, and why are you being so critical of some of my foreign policy decisions? He goes, because that's my opinion. But they still engage with each other also. He'll do a hit on our air, and he'll call them.
Who helped that relationship evolve?
Huh? I think I've helped bring them together a little. I know, well, we're going to leave it at that. I feel like Joe Biden on that. Well, whatever. All right, we'll move on.
But I don't think you've played it yet. Here's a really good point that was made on another network this morning. It's John Heilman talking about the reason why this was different than the State of the Union, which is cut 12.
The problem here was that Biden's worst moments were at the very beginning of the debate. And that set people, by the time he got to that first debate break, that was the peak of the panic. And at that point, the fact that he got better as the night went on did not do anything to assuage the panic. The panic was already in. And there were a couple of very bad moments in the early going. There was his voice was not strong. There were all these things that people point to and say it's all atmospherics. The reality is, if you're talking about the panic among Democrats, that it was the early part of it. And I would say I had text messages last night from some of the richest, most supportive Democratic donors in the country of Joe Biden's, people who have been supportive of him for his entire career, freaking out. And that was the case with a lot of elected officials, too.
There you go. John Heilman hates Trump more than life itself. People are just going because they don't want to lose to Trump. Not only do they want to lose, they don't want to lose to Trump. But Trump not only is winning, he's winning over people that weren't even in his camp before. He's winning over Wall Street because Joe Biden is Donald Trump's best sales tool. I know they think it's just the opposite. So we have a chance to get in Brittany Hume. They held him on a little bit longer on Fox News channel, but he could be coming up now. So I'll leave some time on the other side when we come back. What is the freak out about? And what about the money raised since this debate? You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then, you know, that's one thing. On the total initiative relative to what we can do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
Covering this election year like no other, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we are going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Both of these men should be using performance-enhancing drugs. As much of it as they can get, as many times a day as their bodies will allow. If performance-enhancing drugs will improve their lucidity, their ability to solve problems, and in one of the candidates' cases, improve their truthfulness, morality, and malignant narcissism, then suppository away. Guess what, everybody? They should be taking whatever magical drugs can kick their brains into gear, because this ain't Olympic swimming. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he solved the Middle East, but he was doping, so it doesn't count. There's going to be an asterisk.
asterisk next to his presidency. And by the way, if those drugs don't exist, if there aren't actually performance-enhancing drugs for these candidates, I could sure use some recreational ones right now, because this cannot be real life. It just can't. We're America. God.
John Stewart had a meltdown last night. Kind of funny. By the way, this just came through. The Supreme Court decisions that are released Thursday, Friday, and I guess we're going to wait for the immunity decision coming out on Monday to see what kind of immunity the president has. In a 6-2 ruling, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson did not participate. The court's majority said the federal rule promulgating the national oceanic and atmospheric conditions requiring the fishermen to pay $700 a day for an at-sea monitor is out of bounds. The justices in January heard the arguments. Now they rule. The court's decision reels in what's now known as the Chevron Doctrine, a legal theory established in the 1980s that says if a federal regulation is challenged, the court should defer to the agency's interpretation of whether Congress granted them the authority or not. People think these regulatory agencies are just circumventing all these rules, laws, and regulations, and they're 100% right. And it looks like the Supreme Court agrees, and that's tremendous for people who want to drill, you want to open up a business. The environmental things that just get slapped on. And I saw Governor Doug Burgum told me one of the main differences, the presidencies of Biden and Trump, is as governor of North Dakota, he said, you would not believe the regulations that come in from this administration about the environment, especially. He said, I don't have enough attorneys in North Dakota. I have to go out and hire additional attorneys to handle all the regulations, and I have to use taxpayer dollars to do it because they're too inhibiting. So this is a long way. This is a very good decision for the country, in my view. So the obstruction law does not apply to January. So we'll find out about that. So we'll find out what's happening with immunity shortly or on Monday. With us right now is Britt Hume. Britt, we're wearing you out. We have you on TV all night last night. Then we put you on TV again today. And then you're way too dressed for radio. I mean, you have overdressed for radio.
And I also got makeup on my face.
Is that unbelievable? So Yeah. We look too good, almost.
Well, that's, in my case, that's not possible.
Well, that's not true. So, Britt, first off, I love when things happen unprecedented for someone with all the experience that you have. Do you believe that the outrage, what is this thing that strikes you most about the aftermath of the debate?
Well, I think it's a case of people looking and seeing something that they had somehow managed not to see for all these years. I mean, I don't want to say I told you so, really, but I've been saying that Biden was senile since way back before the 2020 election.
He did.
I've known him forever. I always had rather liked him, but he was plainly losing it, and you could see it. It was plain as day, and there were innumerable examples of instances in public that showed that that was the case. That this is a senile man. He should not be president of the United States. And the denial of it was shocking. And the denials are now going by the boards. And, you know, the press is full of people saying, well, now, you know, Mr. Joe, we love you, but you got to step aside.
When's the last time the conventions had real drama for you?
Well, go back to 1968, and you had that mess
really?
In Chicago, where we'll be again this year, with anti-war protesters disrupting events and making the city into quite a scene. But it used to be, you know, after it was clear who the nominee was long before the convention, that there would be floor fights over planks in the platform or innumerable other things. We haven't had that in years. It's been a TV show, a TV commercial, really, for the candidate.
Yeah.
For as long as I've been.
Do you think it's going to change here? Because they handed us all these rules and regulations, how the DNC might be able to make a change on their nominee.
Right.
And as I look at this, you think if nothing changes, do you think it could come down to August?
Oh, I do. I mean, I think that's if you're trying to devise a scenario where someone else is nominated, you got a convention packed with delegates, a majority of them who are for Biden. They're Biden people.
Biden picked them.
Exactly.
And 95% of everybody said he's our guy.
Yeah, that's right. But if he were to say, the first step would have to be Biden would have to agree to step aside. And he would have to say, I'll serve out my term, but I've decided to retire. At which point, Kamala doesn't become anything but a potential candidate. So they don't automatically nominate her. Then there have to be campaigns in a short space of time.
Really?
Wage.
You mean going out to the public?
Or
that week?
Well, I don't know how they choose to do it, but you have to run in a very short space of time,
it's like England,
the nomination. And then you go to the convention, and the Biden delegates would have to agree. Now, Biden could throw his support to somebody. I'm not sure he would. But I think that's what would have to happen. Then you'd have an open convention with God knows how many ballots needed to choose a nominee. And if look at it this way, Brian. If that were to happen and the Democrats would settle on a credible nominee, let us not forget, Donald Trump, despite the fact that he's leading in the polls and despite the fact that he showed strength last night, is not popular. And for a credible Democrat, might find him an easy target.
Well, do you really think not popular, or would you say his popularity with Republicans is through the roof?
That's right, but we're talking about a general election now.
Independence.
We're talking about independents and even some members of the other party or whatever, and then you got Republicans who don't like him. And so he's got a lot of, up against Biden, he looks great. He might not look so great against some other. Now, the danger for Democrats is that Biden agrees to step aside, they have a real race in this condensed period of time,
right,
and Kamala wins, which is not impossible. I mean, she's more unpopular than Biden is, but within the Democratic Party, it's a different story. She could get the nomination, and she's even, as I say, she's even weaker with the public in their estimation than Biden has been, and that might spell sure defeat, but it also could mean a credible candidate could be a winner.
Prior to the debate, Gallup did a poll, and Biden's approval rate is at 37%, historically low. So after this, it's going to drop even more. I can't imagine that, but it's going to happen. But here's the scenario. I was talking to Mike LaRosa, former chief of staff for Jill Biden, and he said the Bidens are always used to the press giving them short thrift. That's why they're at war with the New York Times and Washington Post, like they are. And they say when things go bad, they close ranks, and they're going to rally around them. Prior to this debate, he saw no way in which he would voluntarily leave because they're in that mode that the world's against them anyway, right or wrong.
Well, the last time we saw something where a president stepped aside was Nixon, 1974, when a group of Republican...
While in office.
Yeah, while in office, a group of Republican leaders from Congress and elsewhere went to see him and said, Mr. President, it's time to go. You should go. And as the party support begins to melt away among the party leaders... and his family decides, wait a minute, this isn't working. It could happen. And a lot of people think it will happen. A lot of people think it has to happen for the fortunes of the Democratic Party.
Last minute, can you name two people that you think would emerge right now off the top of your head?
Well, obviously you'd have Kamala would be a candidate, I would think. And Gavin Newsom has been hanging around the edges of this for some time. He probably would run. Gretchen Whitmer has a lot of credibility within the Democratic Party. She probably would. Josh Shapiro, the popular Democratic governor and relatively centrist governor of Pennsylvania, is another possibility. So, they've got some bench.
Right.
How popular they'd be nationally is another question. But some relatively moderate, attractive Democrat would be a formidable candidate.
Trump's doing a good job staying out of the news. Let him have it. Let him have this news cycle. It works for the other guy, right?
It seems to.
Fred, thanks so much. You always work for us. I appreciate it. Great Brit Hume. We're barring him on a historic time, the day after the debate like no other, and I'm being kind.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.